Hello, hello, what's up? Hey.
Hey, Scott, how are you?
Hey, man, I'm good, how are you?
Good.
Yeah? That's
good
to hear.
Ready to do this thing?
A little under the weather, but I'm all right, I'll make it through.
That's not good.
No, it's not. But I've had worse days, so it's good. It's all good. I'm here to have some fun.
Darn right.
Here on the NVIDIA stream. Hello, everybody, welcome to Experience Points. We'll get started here in a minute. I may have to pee, though. I forgot to pee before I got here.
It's only 3 hours, Scott.
I'm not sure I can hold it that long. I do have a bottle here.
There you go.
Do I dare? Oh, my daughter's over there working, though. I can't expose her to dad peeing in a bottle.
No.
She's not ready for such things. All right, suckers, let's do this thing. We're going to do a show, and it's going to start in a second. I think I'm going to see if I can hold the pee till the end of the news segment. And then today I'm excited because I know I've been promising that StarCraft thing with Garrett Weinzierl and Kyle, but they are again had something come up this weekend. So instead, John and I are going to play GTA 5 online for the first time ever.
Heck yeah.
Did you play any of that on the consoles when you bought that?
I played it day one, so mm-hmm. I didn't play it. Mm. I pretty much logged in, got as far as the tutorial, and then it crashed and was down. But I made a new character today so I could skip the tutorial.
Nice.
And so I drove around for a little bit, crashed an ambulance into the ocean.
Good.
And
so you're ready for exactly what GTA Online brings to the story here.
Exactly.
Great. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
I'm Love Dogs. I'm watching your stream.
Oh, hi. How are you?
I'm good.
Good. Do you have a question for us?
Do you think that people will actually just go all the way to New England just for MineCon?
I do. So that's a great question. I'll give the answer to you off the air. Thanks for calling. I do think people will go all the way there for MineCon from these states united. He said New England. He means England. It's in London this year.
Old England.
Yeah, Old England. Yeah, I mean, the same reason that all those Europeans came to Vegas last time it was here or when it was in Florida, they all came here. So if you're a big enough fan of Minecraft, here's my bet. Everybody goes. If you're a fan, you go. So anyway, there you go. All right, hey, let's get started. You ready for this? Let's do this. We have news. Oh, before the news, let me tell you, remind you, you can call anytime during the show today, 801-895-4724. If you're watching the stream, you see that number plastered up top. That is 801-895-I-RAGE. And you could add your thoughts and feelings to anything we talk about today or whatever's on your mind. If you're weird, I'll hang up on you. If you're awesome, you'll stay. All right? I mean, that's how John is here all the time. He called, he was great, and he stayed.
Yeah.
Not true. Not true at all.
That's how it works.
John bailed my ass out day one because I was hurting for a second voice, and there he was, willing and able.
Yeah, turns out I've got nothing going on, and that makes me a prime candidate for hanging out and playing video games.
I miss those days when I had nothing going on. I'd long for them again. One day I'll have that again. I'll be some old fart with nothing going on, and I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, you'll have time to look out the window, yell at neighbors.
Yeah.
Write in notebooks about things you see.
Yeah, wondering where that smell's coming from, finding out later it was me the whole time.
Yeah.
That kind of stuff. It's going to be a great time. Can't wait. Yeah, St. JW in the chat room says it right. They will all come to England. And England is cool. London's great. Look, Yogg's Cast is in Bristol, so they'll be there. I'll be up in that. My guess is if it was in the States, they'd be here too. But yeah, man, just expect great things. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this? Hello. Goodbye. Oh, same kid, and he's hung up on. All right.
You gotta be faster on the draw there.
Yeah, a little quicker there, buddy, boy. All right, we got news. The news today starts with this story. Dota 2, which we just watched some being streamed before this show. Two major championships have been announced. Not two, just major championships have been announced. I shouldn't say two. I was saying Dota 2, major championships announced. The world of professional Dota is about to get busier. Valve just announced the major, or the Dota, sorry, the Dota Major Championships, an annual series of marquee tournaments that will include their established international event, which I watched a lot of last year. Do you watch any of this esports business?
I do. I find myself thinking, no, I'm not going to get into it, and then I watch one match, and then I'm all the way into it.
I've been doing it with Heroes. I don't do it so much with Dota because there are things about Dota that annoy me, and there are things about League that just annoy me, and I don't want to watch people annoy me. and it's hard to explain. I mean, high level team play is always interesting. I don't care what the game is, and I'm really hopeful that. This new Unreal Tournament thing is going to be a big deal again for shooters because that's always fun to watch. I remember back in the day watching, not live video because we didn't really have that then, but back in the mid-90s, late 90s, I'd watch a guy play Unreal or Unreal Tournament or Quake. What was his name? Who was the main guy? Fatality. Remember that guy?
Yes, I had a sound card by him at one point.
Yeah, that's right. He had all kinds of weird product placement stuff going on. I don't know what he's doing now. We should find out, actually. Where is Fatality now? Oh, here he is. Wikipedia. He is 34 years old now. When he started playing all that stuff, he was like in his teens. He is notable for Alien vs. Predator 2, Doom 3, Painkiller, Quake World, Quake 3 Arena, Quake 4, and Unreal Tournament 2003 are the ones he did most of his business with. And I'm trying to read what he's up to now. Looks like he is still doing stuff.
Selling cars.
Yeah. Well, it says here, Fatality held the record for most prize money won in any electronic sports. Oh, and then he was overthrown by StarCraft II player Jay Dong near the end of 2013. So that record is gone. It doesn't say anything about what he's doing now. So maybe he is selling cars. Let's see. Professional gamer, one of the best best professional games in the world, or at least was thought of one. Let's see. His real name, by the way, oh, he's retired. That means he made a lot of money and he doesn't care anymore.
Yeah, I bought that sound card from him and now he gets to sit in a beanbag all day.
I'm guessing so. His real name is Jonathan Wendell, and his name, and he still hangs around. He went to E3 2014, does stuff. Fatality 1. It's Fatal 1T. There's a 1 instead of an L, I guess. Anyway, good for him. That was a nice walk down memory lane.
Yeah.
But yeah, these Dota championships, they're coming. And it's going to start in the fall and autumn, culminate into a bigger event. Presumably, this will be the international in the summer, first scheduled for this fall. And Valve says they'll reveal more details as we draw nearer. So, exciting times. Tomorrow, I will be spending a considerable amount of my time watching, or wait, is the Heroic 4 tonight or tomorrow?
Tomorrow.
Okay, whew. Because I don't want to miss that.
Me neither. Yeah. I'm going to root for ASU all the way.
Yep. I think they have a chance, dude.
I think they do, too. I think they got a real good chance.
Boston's so out, right? Excited. Isn't Boston out or is Boston in still?
Oh, I don't remember.
I don't remember either.
I tend to pick one team and just be really excited for them, and then everybody else, I just enjoy the matches on.
I went to go search for it. I put Heroic 4, and it wanted to autocomplete Horseman. So the Heroic 4 Horseman. let's see. Heroics. Here's the Storm. Heroic 15. Schedule. Okay, here we go. Let's find out. Let's inform the fine people at home. ESPN will make sports history on Sunday with the finals. The Blizzard Entertainment Heroes of the Storm competition aired live on U.S. cable. 2:30 p.m. PDT. That's tomorrow, the 26th. Here we go. Arizona State versus Boston College. I was wrong. That's the big matchup. Ooh, dude, that's insane. That fight happens at 2:30 p.m. That's the first match. Illinois Urbana-Champaign versus Cal Berkeley at 4:30, and then the final will be between whoever wins those two games. That will happen at 6:30 p.m. PDT, 9:30 p.m. Eastern time. So tune in, everyone. I think this is a good chance for Blizzard to catch a bunch of eyeballs. They already have. I think they've done pretty well with this.
Yeah, I think it's. I've heard a lot more people talking about it. I've seen a ton of people on my friends list in there every single time I log in. So
they keep showing video, or not video, but still shots from BlizzCon. You know what I mean? Like, it's like, look at all these people out in the audience. Well, it hasn't happened yet. There hasn't been an audience yet. Yet, here they are. Because those other matches weren't played in front of an audience.
Right.
They were all, like, in a closed set in L.A. But this makes it look like a bunch of people with those big foam wieners. I think that's from a different thing.
Probably.
Yeah. Anyway. But tomorrow it'll be a real crowd. Excited for those guys. It'll be fun. Can't wait to watch. Let's see. All right. This is news. There's a petition now against all paid mods on Steam. It has drawn over 34,000 signatures in one day, probably more by now. This is all at change.org, which is a thing you use to make petitions. Let's go see what the number one is right now. Change.org. It's the world's platform for change. You know, for important stuff like paid mods in Steam.
Right.
It's so important. I mean,
creating internet petitions, which always,
right.
always pan out to yield just extreme results.
Yeah. I mean, I can see some like, here's one. Stand with Eagle Scout who lost his job because he's gay. That sucks. We should rally behind that guy. How about this one? Make 911 accessible via text messaging throughout the U.S. Seems like a reasonable idea. You could make something out of that, right?
Yeah.
Ask Virginia governor to pardon autistic sixth grader charged with a felony. Well, maybe, but there, you know, there's a story there. Oh, here's a dumb one. Tell McDonald's to stop treating employee burns with mustard. Is that real?
I mean, I would think you wouldn't even need a petition for that. I would think some basic common sense might get that one passed.
Yeah. And now here's another smart one. Free Washington Post journalist Jason Rezaian from an Iranian prison. All right, I can get behind that. Sign those petitions. Here's the worst one. Ask Ben and Jerry to create a Ruth Bader ginger flavored ice cream. Good Lord. It's the internet, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting. One of these worked. Netflix made Daredevil more accessible to the blind through a petition on change.org. So there's something. Anyway, yeah. My point is, they're doing this thing, and they're mad. Everyone's mad, I guess, at this whole Steam thing. And I want your calls today telling me why you think it's okay that Steam wants to charge for mods, because this is how it works out, right? Let's just make this clear. If you make a mod for, like, Skyrim, let's say it's a suit of armor, and you're calling it the Butt Squeeze Extraordinaire Armor, whatever. That thing comes out, you sell it for 99 cents on the store, which is a common price on there. They're all low, like, sub-dollar prices on there. Some are, like, $5, but they're like huge overhauls and stuff like that. So let's say 49 cents for this armor, let's say, just to make it average, okay?
Okay.
You can do that. So let's say you're the creator of that mod. You can now put that up there and sell that thing. You get a percentage of that sale. I don't know what the percentage is. I could find that out.
I've heard it was 25%.
Okay, so you get 25% of your mod you created, right?
Yep.
Valve gets another percentage. And Bethesda, or whatever game you're making these for's publisher, assuming they have a deal with Valve, and they have to have it, it's kind of on a game-per-game basis, they get a percentage. Now, I don't know what those two percentages are. Maybe it's 20, maybe it's another 25, and then the developer gets the most or something. I don't know. I have no idea. Bottom line is, though, people are mad. They don't want it. They want to remove paid content from the Steam Workshop. And the workshop is a place, is what they say, for people who share content with each other they made so they can enjoy it for free. This is according to the petition. Quote, mod should be a free creation. Creations made by people who... really? By robots were okay? Who wish to add to the game so others can enjoy said creation within the game. We need to unite and reject this act by Valve. Unite. Have Valve remove the paid content from workshop. Unite. Have Valve. That's bad English. I don't know. I don't know how I feel about this. I don't think it bothers me. Does it bother you?
It doesn't necessarily bother me so much as I don't think I would ever pay for a mod.
Right.
I would probably just go to one of the other numerous mod locations out there and find a version that was free, because, you know, there's going to be 80 different versions of whatever mod you're looking for, and say, okay, well, I'll take that.
Well, that's the beauty of this, is even if you make that mod and you put it up on Workshop, you don't have to charge for it. This is a user decision to do this. And then Valve has to approve it, because you can't just make a big wiener, you know, or whatever. which I think you can probably get for free. Aren't there a lot of wieners you can get for video games now?
I am sure there are free Skyrim wieners.
Yeah, gotta be. Gotta be. I mean, if you can put the face and voice of that pro wrestler on a dragon, what the hell can't we do?
Yeah.
Oh, I got a call. This may hang up on you. I hope not. Or it may put you on hold. Hang on. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
Hey, this is Cody. How are you doing, Scott?
Hey, Cody. I'm good. How are you?
I have a quick question. I have a quick comment about the Steam paid mod fracas.
Sure.
Their problem is that they did it on Skyrim. If they did it on a brand new game, there would not be as much fervor as there is now.
How do you figure? Is it just because it's an older game, or just because people are feeling like, well, Skyrim's always had free mods, so why change it now?
Skyrim's always had free mods. There's always been lots and lots of really good mod content for Skyrim that's always been free. So it feels like they're taking something away from Steam rather than what this is, which is allowing mod creators to actually spend the actual resources in producing really high-quality mod content.
Mm.
In the past, it's always been a very volunteer effort, like Project Volsteed, that, you know, that crazy mod that added like 50 hours of content to Skyrim.
Yeah, brought back like old continents and all that stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, that was all free, and that was all volunteer efforts. If they release a new game with paid mods, that'll allow mod creators to create really high quality mods for those games and get compensated for it. So it's not something that's being taken away from, it's something that's adding to.
Interesting. But do you think the fact that you could still make a mod and not charge for it, doesn't that just mean some people will be like, nobody has to pay for anything, so if you want to share something on there for free, you surely can. So it's not like Valve's forcing everybody to sell their mods. I guess I don't understand the outcry that much, because A, you don't have to pay for it, and if that set of armor is the most amazing thing you've ever seen, well, it's either worth it to you or it isn't worth it to you. I don't know what the hang up is with people.
I kind of feel the hang up as, we've always gotten this free content. One of the reasons why PC gaming is so much better than console gaming is because you can update, is because you have that flexibility. And introducing a paywall just doesn't feel very PC. It doesn't feel like you're in control. It feels like the people who are in control of the content have that really locked down.
Yeah, no, it's a good point. I think it's, I mean, they do, right? Like, the fact that, to me, where the disconnect, if you told me that, hey, this is Valve saying 100% every mod is now for sale and you can't get mods unless you pay for them, that I'd have a real problem with. Like, that would seem crazy to me. But the fact that they're just saying, look, if you want to sell your mod maker, you can. If you don't, you don't have to. And everyone else, you can either buy them or don't. Get the free ones if you want, that kind of stuff. I feel like that market works itself out. In fact, what will probably happen, if people are serious about this, people will be too afraid to make a mod and sell it. They'd just rather be a part of the community, and it just takes care of itself. There'll only be a few money grubbers, and then, you know, who cares about them, because no one's buying their stuff.
I feel that it does take care of itself if it is a new game with a new property without a thriving mod community. Right now with Skyrim, you do have a thriving mod community, so people are removing their free mods and replacing them with paid versions.
Yeah.
Or in some cases, people are just taking mods off of, you know, third-party mod sites and putting them into the paid mod marketplace, and then, you know, claiming that the original creator isn't the original creator.
Oh, so yeah. See, some of that, there's always weird stuff between the lines like that. I hadn't even thought of that. And this is kind of the problem, right? They open the gates to these kinds of issues. I don't think Valve, and I heard, I guess, what's his name, did a Q&A earlier today on Reddit, Gabe Newell, and discussing this very thing. So I'm very curious to read that transcript and see what he said, because I missed it. But I don't think for a minute this was Valve being negligent, or them trying to do a bad thing, or trying to mess up the community or anything like that. I think that if this is the way the community's reacting, Valve kind of has a choice here. They either have to hold the line of, you know, you're going to help us police this, which is what they've kind of said so far, which I don't think is a great thing to say. Or they're going to have to back down and go, we heard you, you've spoken, you know, do like Blizzard with the auction house and say, this was dumb and we're pulling it out. At this point, I don't know where that ends up, but if this petition has legs and people are freaking out enough, we may be in a situation where Gabe Newell says, we thought it was a good idea. You guys showed us we were wrong. We're not going to do it. Keep on keeping on.
And that would be sad, because I would love to see very professionally crafted mods made by people that can get actual recompense for their hard work. I would love to see that world.
Yeah, if they're going to do that.
It really saddens me that isn't going to happen right now, because everyone feels like, oh, they're going to take away PC gaming from us.
Right, right. Yeah, it's true that there's an opportunity here. And maybe it's with new games. Maybe that's the trick. But there's an opportunity to extend that marketplace and make it interesting, because Steam is a platform and there's opportunities there. But it has always been this weird tightrope for them. PCs are open. PCs are create a place where lots of really cool innovation and indie development can happen that is not possible on closed platforms. It would help Valve to support that. I agree.
Valve's MO has always been, let's take these professional tools and put them in the hands of our community.
Yeah.
That's why the workshop is such a great place. That's why people make so. That's why independent creators can make money making skins for weapons and games. It's because Valve wants to put the tools of making money in their users' hands.
Cody, that was a hell of a call, dude. One of our best. I appreciate you calling in, man.
No problem.
Take it easy. We'll see you. That was great. Way to go, Cody. Did you hear some of that call?
I did. It was a good call.
Yeah, yeah. Guy knows what he's talking about. And he was passionate.
He was. He was into it. I think he brought up some good points. I may not be willing to spend 45 cents for Skyrim Wiener, but
yeah.
If somebody wanted to put together a really big, intricate mod and say, you know, this is almost like a mini unofficial expansion to Skyrim.
Yeah.
I might throw down, you know, some higher than 45 cents, you know, for something like that. If it seems very professional, very well made and all of that. I think it just depends on what they're doing.
It always comes down to value for me. So if you give me something valuable that I want, there's a good chance that I'd pay for it. And if it's not, then if it's just throwaway stuff like wieners, I'm probably not going to pay for it.
Yep.
I ain't paying for my wieners in no Skyrim, yo. That'll be in my tombstone. All right. What else we got going here? It's funny that Skyrim is the target of this. Just given the irony of the old horse armor for Oblivion?
Oh, yeah.
And all the heat they took for that?
I had horse armor.
Did you buy horse armor?
I bought horse armor.
How much was horse armor? It was like $3.
Yes, it was way too much.
But they laid down this. They laid down what would be the building blocks for a lot of sort of micro content pay stuff in the future, didn't they?
Yeah.
Because nobody else was doing it in 2006 or 5 or whatever it was. Weird how far we've come. Everybody wants to pay little bits of money for everything now. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
Hello, this is Jacques calling. How are you doing?
I'm good, Jacques. How are you?
Good. I just had another comment, I guess, on the whole issue of the mods on Steam.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering what your thoughts are on what Valve is going to do about quality control.
Oh, yeah.
Going with their green light process or program that they, you know, they watch the quality to make sure that the consumers and the clients are getting what they paid for. So do you think that there might be a bit of a challenge when they move forward with this, as they don't really have 100% control, or do you think they'll put in the same control standards that they have for the green light?
Well, and some would argue that the green light thing has had less than perfect controls as it is, but let's put that aside for a second and say that they want to have something akin to, you know, Apple does this with the App Store. They curate it instead of just letting anything go in there. Most platforms, whatever they may be, have some level of control. You can't just put anything you want up on PlayStation, for example. You may have to curate it a little bit, but they're also pretty open about what games can be put there. It's just they're not going to have some game where you can kill kids or something stupid like that or whatever. They're going to have some rules. I'm making most of this up, but I think the point is made. But in the case of Valve, I think that we're probably up a creek with them on this point and on this issue, because Greenlight has been a little dubious in some ways. In some ways, it's been great. In other ways, it's been, why'd they let that through or whatever. Where they've really failed me as a company, and I love Valve and I love Steam, but where they've kind of dropped the ball, in my opinion, and they claim they need to get better at this, and so I don't know what they're going to do about this, but they're letting any old crappy tablet ported looking $4 piece of garbage through. And they show up daily. It's why they had to change their whole top selling and newly released. And now it's all kind of vague, like new and recommended for you. And, you know, they're trying to do algorithmic stuff that match the kind of games I want to play. Because if it was just a straight up, here is the chronological release day of everything we got today, it would all be terrible ports of awful Android and iOS games. And that nobody wants that. And it just really muddied and goofed up that system to the point where you felt like there was no curating going on at all. There was no quality control. So all of that being said, I think they need to up their game across the board. And maybe this is a place where they can publicly do that and make a big impact and show people that they're serious about quality control. Because you're damn, I mean, you're totally right. You know, nobody wants to go in there and will say, well, I wonder if my dollar, I mean, they have a return policy, but they're like, you know, do I want my dollar to be well spent here? Or is this going to be the worst Skyrim wiener I ever paid for? And then feel like you got totally jilted and have to go through the process of getting the money back and all that. I think it's on Valve to make that experience seamless and easy. And so far they have not shown in other ways that they're good at that.
Yeah, because I mean, I'd like to see the... you know, the people get paid for the content that they create and, you know, the art that they do, because some of these guys take the tools that, you know, are provided and in some cases make things that are better than the original. It's just
sure.
A matter of how do you make it standardized and, you know, make it value for money to make it a trusted environment.
Yeah, so. And for those guys, so much of what Valve is as far as a successful company is based on, at least on their game side, is based on pulling in stuff that started out as mods. Like Team Fortress is a freaking Quake mod, for heaven's sakes. And they bought those guys, like bought the people who made a mod and hired them and internally built one of the best team shooters ever made. So they know the value of this. It's made them a lot of money. But they also understand where it comes from, and they've been good about that. And putting Source 2 out for free, or Source 3 now? Whatever it is. For free. Yeah, Source 3, right? Yeah. They're showing again that, yeah, we know that if in the hands of you guys, you're going to make something better than we ever thought of, and then you're going to find success with it, and that we help you, you help us, blah, blah, blah. It's a great way to live in this ecosystem. But with this stuff, they've just been slow to maybe understand that. And this case with Skyrim, I don't know, I'm still torn on it because none of it's mandatory. So I usually, when things aren't mandatory, I usually go, okay, guys, calm down. You don't have to do any of it. But if we're talking about how it might affect the overall impression of Valve and Steam and how they run everything else, well, then I think there's something to be said there. And I hope they get their crap together. Great call, though, dude. We appreciate the question.
Thank you very much. Great show.
Thank you.
Have a great night.
You too. We'll talk to you later. What do you think, John? You think I'm right? Am I smoking the crack?
No, I think anytime it's an optional thing, I kind of have this feeling that it's just going to work itself out. You know, people... If you're not getting paid to do the mods, you're not going to want to put in the effort to try and make paid mods. You're going to come up with some other way. I haven't downloaded a single Skyrim mod from Steam because their workshop is a little too curated for my taste. You see a lot of modders where they'll say, you know, okay, well, here's this mod that lets every kill that you do be a cinematic style kill. And you think, okay, great, that sounds like something I want. But then you'll see in the description for it, it'll say something like, not the latest version, go to Nexus to download the most up-to-date version, because, you know, whatever reason, whatever curation is going on Steam's part as far as requirements, they're saying, oh, I can't upload the most up-to-date, or it relies on these other mods, and maybe Steam doesn't allow for that. So almost every mod I have for Skyrim came from Nexus.
Do you have the Randy Savage Dragon one?
I do not, but I seriously considered it.
I think you're missing out on the greatest mod ever made.
I think it's pretty great.
Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
Hey, this is Steve from Boston. How are you, Scott?
Hey, Steve. How's it going, man?
Pretty good, man.
Good. Are you rooting for Boston College against USC tomorrow for the Heroes Tournament?
No, I'm all good. I'm not in that.
All right.
Season, yeah.
Cool, man. What's on your mind?
Two things. One is awesome. I'm a new dad.
Congratulations.
Thanks, brother. I adopted a little girl about 8 weeks ago.
Oh, that's awesome.
And then, let's see, 8 weeks ago, 9 weeks ago, I bought myself an NVIDIA Shield tablet.
Oh, wow. Awesome. All right.
So, I was wondering what your, suggestions for really enjoyable, like, pick up and put down kind of things. Like, I'm really into Hearthstone right now.
Yeah, yeah.
And juggling a kid in a bottle and tapping sporadically. I'm really trying to enjoy Brothers. I hadn't played that before, and that is amazing.
Yeah. So are you finding, so with the Shield, did you get the one, did you get the tablet and then the controller, or did you get the one where it's all integrated?
No, I got the tablet. I got the tablet and the controller, but I use the tablet more than I pick up the controller.
Okay, no, that's totally fine. And that's actually, I think, the way you should go. So I'm holding in my hands right now the Shield, the original Shield, which is like the more portable one with the controller built in. And I really like it because I like it's just all kind of self-contained. I can shut it, take it with me, whatever. Very pleased with it. But... Oh, you can hear it start up. Hold on. It's going to start up? Oh, maybe not. I may have run the battery down last night. But anyway, as far as quick and pick up sort of quick, fast games, there is a new game out that I've got to find the name of. Hold on. You're going to love this. So do you like RPGs and stuff like that? That's the question.
Sure, absolutely.
All right. So if you like a good RPG, hold on. This thing's making noises at me. Dang it, I should have had this more ready. Hold on here. Okay. It's available on iOS as well, but I want to say it is also available on Android. And let's see, we're going to go to purchased. Okay, here we go. There is a game that I'm really liking a lot right now called Micro Rogue or Microgue. And it's like
cool.
a little...
I haven't heard of it yet.
It's like a little... It's by, published by Crescent Moon Games. It's this little... I don't even know how to describe it. It's kind of like a mix between chess and like... like any like turn-based strategy kind of game. And it's really fast-paced. You can play it with a single finger. And I want to say it's even free. It might be a buck. I can't remember for sure. But it's called Microgue, M-I-C-R-O-G-U-E. And if you're looking for just like a fun little throwaway kind of, you know, game that's just great to pick up and play while you're feeding the kid with the bottle or you're up late at night and you're crying and you're rocking him to sleep or whatever, it's a great way to waste a little bit of time. So that's a good recent one.
Right on.
Prior to that, though, there's this other one here, if I can remember the name.
Oh, I might try Banner Saga.
Yeah, Banner Saga is really good. It's, and again, that's going to be a more complicated version of that, but it's the same idea, right? You've got turn-based stuff, and you're sort of moving on down the story, and you're, you know, controlling one guy at a time. You're playing chess, basically. For me, those games have always been a great way to sort of pass the time when you need to. So, yeah, that's a good one. Also, I would recommend Card Crawl, which is available on all... tablet platforms, and it is basically solitaire if you were in a fantasy-based tavern somewhere. And it's hard to explain, but it totally works, and it's very fun, and you will not waste your time. So check that one out.
Worth a look for sure.
Right on, man. Well, take it easy, and congratulations. Way to go. It's great. Little girls are great. It's the best thing in the world.
Right on. Hey, congratulations yourself for this stream, and I've been... enjoying Frog Pants.
Oh, well, thanks.
There you go, you.
Thanks very much. Keep on keeping on. We'll see you later. All right. Well, that was good. Very nice fella.
Yeah. Good guy.
Yeah, good guy. I'd take him to dinner. World of Warcraft movie got delayed. They got pushed back 3 months, originally scheduled for release of March 11th. Actually, it was originally scheduled for this coming December, but then Star Wars release date got announced. It happened to be the same weekend, and... like any normal company, Blizzard and Universal said, we probably ought to bump it out of the Star Wars blast radius. So we'll put that next year. And there are no bigger Star Wars fans than Blizzard employees, so they understand the value of this. March 11th, 2016 was the next date they had. Now it's been bumped to June 10th, 2016. Director Duncan Jones spilled the beans on Twitter. He seemed to be taking it okay. Basically, the thinking is Universal wanted to have a big summer movie and felt like this was maybe it, which is a kind of a weird idea, but there's a lot of other factors that go into this kind of stuff. So who knows for sure. I'm sure they won't mind having the extra time to polish this and polish that. And honestly, for me, 3 months makes very little difference, but, how do you feel about the bump?
I'm the same way. I think it makes a lot of sense as a summer movie. I think it, you know, I've waited this long, you know?
Yeah.
What's another 3 months?
Yeah, what's the big diff? That's what I'd like to say. Mortal Kombat X welcomes Jason and Predator on May 5th. So if you're sitting around waiting for that to happen, by gum, we got you covered. Enjoyed the hell out of the game, by the way. It's good. It's real good. PC version's got its issues worked out, which is nice because it was it launched kind of shaky, had some issues, but things seem to be a little bit better now. So if you didn't feel like all of those heroes slicing their faces off and doing all the stuff they do, just wait because Jason Voorhees from the Friday the 13th films and the Predator from The Predator will be joining the fray.
I think you're missing the biggest thing of all of this.
Ooh,
though.
A hidden story. What am I missing?
So along with it, there are some costume unlocks.
All right.
And one of the costume unlocks with the Predator is Carl Weathers Jax.
Shut up.
Yes.
Is this for real? Is this true?
That is for real.
Oh my gosh. Apollo Creed Jax?
Yeah.
I'm in. All right. And he's already got the arms. Like one of his arm sets is all like USA stripes and stuff, right?
Yeah.
So just throw those in there. Put a little Apollo Creed in there. You're done.
I can't even begin to tell you how excited I am for Carl Weathers Jax.
It sounds so like something you'd like.
I like that it's Carl Weathers, too. It's not the name of his character from Predator or Apollo Creed or anything like that. It's Carl Weathers. So I kind of hope it's him from Arrested Development.
That would be brilliant. Old Carl Weathers still trying to make it happen. Jammed in that van with David Cross. Brilliant.
Yeah. His fatality is he just starts going through your refrigerator while ignoring you.
The grossest fatality of them all.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Yeah, watch for that. May 5th. I don't know what it costs. Doesn't say here. But my guess is like $10 or something. You get all those plus the costumes. Let's see. Windows 10 is getting Solitaire back as a built-in game for free.
Oh, finally.
I didn't know it left. I just quit playing it like 1998. So I didn't know Windows didn't still have built-in Solitaire. When did that change?
I think it changed with Windows 8.
Oh.
I think it became a app that you downloaded on the Windows Store.
Oh.
But I don't know. Well, I'm happy that our long, cold winter is finally over and we can play Solitaire again.
I have Windows 7 PC. Let me see. Oh, yeah, there it is. Solitaire is still on 7. So to me, I won't even notice. I'll get 10 when the free upgrade comes through and I'm done.
Yeah, you did the smart thing. You skipped 8.
Yeah. I mean, I've only got 500 Steam games, all this Blizzard stuff, a bunch of other standalone things. I really just need Solitaire. So, I mean, get back to it.
They're leaving out the big questions. Are we going to have the sweet card back that has the castle and the bats?
That was like 4 colors or something total.
Yeah, and occasionally the bats would move.
Yeah, I remember that. Oh, my gosh. So stupid. But it seemed rad at the time, didn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. And when you'd win, they'd do that like bouncing repeaty thing where they'd create like copies of themselves and bounce across the screen. Amazing. Amazing. Pushing the sprites those days.
I remember when there were computers that didn't handle that well.
Yeah. I remember get all slow and pokey on like a 286 or 386 something.
I think my mom had one of those. I don't remember if it was my mom or a friend, but somebody I knew would always get to the end. They'd have to put the last card up for Solitaire, and then they would stop and then go and select a new game. And I always said, well, why don't you finish the game? Well, the card thing will break the computer if it goes off.
You know, like you do.
Yeah.
Let's see. Steam roguelike sale has generated a lovely bunch of savings for you and your cruel games, games that kill you and then have you start over. I'm a huge roguelike fan. I like them all. And they're celebrating, or seemingly celebrating, the release of Crypto the Necrodancer, which is awesome. I doubt it, though. I think it's just good timing for them.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that in a minute. I've been playing that since early access, and I think that game is delightful in every way. Anyway, they've collected some of Steam's best roguelikes and lopped off much of the cost. Sale runs all weekend. This ends on the 27th. And if you want to get discounts on things like FTL, Rogue Legacy, Risk of Rain, Spelunky, even proper roguelikes that are like definitely you die and just start over and there's no benefit to any reason why you played. It's just literally die and then try again. These are all on sale. And it's one of my favorite genres, so I'm happy to see this going on. Very exciting.
I really like the genre too, but I like it better if I get some sort of progression forward.
Yeah, you want to carry something. See, that's where the modern incarnation has really worked for me, because I agree with you. The old days were what they were, right? I mean, roguelikes are basically Diablo on hardcore.
Yeah.
And you can still do that in Diablo or other games like it, but What I like is what, for example, the one that's not listed here, Rogue Legacy. Oh, it is listed here. Rogue Legacy, one of my favorite roguelikes of all time. That game let you have all kinds of carry forward progression, but all kinds of other sort of roguelike things that also felt like it was terrible to die. I love that game.
Rogue Legacy is amazing, and it's only $3.74 right now.
Oh my gosh, I paid $19. You guys buy that game.
That game is so good. I sat down, and I think I played that game nonstop for a period of a week before I beat it, and just I loved every second of it.
I ended up getting it on console and then portable. I got it everywhere I could get it. I love it. My PC, the PC version I have the most progression in. I freaking love it. And what other game lets you have one of your children who inherited your last run? And the way they do, by the way, the way they do progression is you keep the gold from your dead relative. So, like, if my dad, or well, let's say me, I'm running around and I die, I am now somebody's dad. And I get to pick which kid I want to send out into the world. And he not only goes and continues the fight, but takes whatever money I left. So, just like in real life, he inherited my money and my nearsightedness and my gas or whatever, right?
Yeah.
It's a great game. My gosh, what a great game. Totally worth playing. Should play that on here sometime. I wish it was multiplayer. We got a call. Hi, who's this? Hello.
Hello, Scott.
Hey,
Johnson.
Hi.
This is Deckard Cain.
Oh, again. Deckard Cain. Oh, finally. Good. Wait. I need to give this need proper attention. Hold on. Deckard Cain calls. We have to do this for real. Here we go.
Yes.
All right, Deckard Cain, take it away, buddy.
All right, Deckard, Scott Johnson. So, I just wanted to say thank you for letting me play Heroes of the Storm last weekend with you on your live stream.
Oh, did you play?
Yeah, my name is Soberman.
If you're still around today and if you get lucky, you might get picked again because we're going to play Third Hour.
Well, let's do it.
All right. Well, Deckard Cain, always good to hear from you, buddy. Stay out of trouble. Oh, there he goes. All right. Jeez Louise. What else? Oh, Crypt of the Necromancer Dancer. Sorry, I keep saying that wrong. Is out. It is in full access, no longer early access, but straight up access. The trailer came out about a week ago. Brace Yourself Games, that's the name of the developer, did something a little different to mark the actual launch. It released a brief behind-the-scenes documentary about the making of the game with interviews, gameplay, footage you've recorded at festivals, and more. They say they had an amazing time working on Crypt of the Necro Dancer, and we thought we'd just take a peek behind the scenes to show you how it all went down, which is kind of cool. I wish more devs would do this. If you haven't played Crypt of the Necro Dancer, you should. It's a riot. It's a roguelike, and you're this chick, and you have to move her to the beat, and she has to kill stuff to the rhythm, or else you don't have good multipliers, and you don't get good gold from that. And you got to watch their patterns because some of these guys will move towards you in weird ways. So you got to like dance with the rhythm and dance with their moves and then kill them by attacking them from the side or from behind. There's a giant dragon to fight. There's like giant minotaurs. There's stores that you find where the guy will not only sing while he sells you his stuff, but also look like a complete badass. His name, by the way, is Freddie Mercury.
Oh, man.
Get it? Do you get it?
All right, I'm in.
All right, you should be all in. It's a fantastic little freaking game. I find myself completely enamored with it. And people who are good at it are really good at it. I watched some YouTube video that made me embarrassed to be alive. Anyway, totally worth getting. I recommend it. Crypt of the Necro Dancer. Did you see the Mad Max trailer for the game, not the movie?
Oh, I did not see the one for the game.
So the one for the game... how do I describe this? It looks like a combination of Batman. Well, you know what it looks like. It looks like the gameplay mechanics of Shadow of Mordor. Because they've clearly learned from that and everybody wants to sort of copy that now. I don't know if the Nemesis system as portrayed in Mordor is here, but hopefully something like that is because that'd be really cool in that world. But anyway, it's upgrading your car. It's fighting a lot, hand-to-hand and in your car. Bunch of story bits, of course. It looks really good, looks nice. It's the Just Cause developers doing it. which is weird because they have Just Cause 3 coming out at the end of the year, so they're busy over there, I guess. And I like it. If you're a Mad Max fan, from what little they showed, that looks like a video game.
Yeah, I think games like Shadows of Mordor have kind of shifted that perception of hearing something tied to a property and immediately assuming it's not going to be anything worthwhile. So I might have to check it out. Although I still occasionally get that feeling where it's like, it's based on a movie.
Wait for reviews. Because this does look different. This is not Tom Hardy. It's some other bearded man. None of the other cast are in it. It doesn't look like it's going to follow the story of the movie at all, best I can tell. And keep in mind, this game was supposed to come out in early 2014, way ahead of any movie reboot. So my thinking there is they always meant this to be a standalone thing, like Mordor in a way, where it's not based exactly on a property that's coming out in a movie, but maybe on a venerable series that everyone loves. So maybe that's in its favor.
Yeah.
But it got delayed, and now we're getting it. Total War Warhammer. Actually, I can't quite believe this is happening. Is coming out. So Warhammer being like... People think Games Workshop is ripping off Blizzard here. It's the other way around.
Right.
They forget that. Warhammer was kind of first at that that kind of lore, and also Warhammer 40K is just... It's totally StarCraft. I hate to tell you, but it is. Totally. Which is good. Don't get me wrong. I think Blizzard took the right inspiration. But this stuff is original as hell, and it's a great series. Not just series and video games, but of course the tabletop and minifig thing and all of that, which I don't do, but I just love that it exists. I love Warhammer and how passionate people are about it. The Total War series, on the other hand, you got Total War Rome, Total War the Francie one, Total War Wartime, Total War, War.
War.
I don't remember all the names. But you know what I mean? Like, those games are, people like those. They think they're good. So what a cool combo of ideas, I think.
I think the only thing that would get me more excited is if it was two things.
All right.
First of all, I understand they want to go with their branding.
Yeah.
And all of that. But we should all just agree that this should be called Total Warhammer. And leave that extra war out.
Just chuck it out? Just Total Warhammer?
Yeah, Total Warhammer.
You know what? I kind of agree, because now it just reads Total War Warhammer.
Yes.
Total War : Warhammer.
So that's change one.
Total Hammer. Okay.
Change two that would have me more excited is if it was in the 40K universe.
Me too, dude. That's the first thing I thought when I saw it. I went, oh, no way, because I love that stuff. Ezekiel, to me, like those freaking giant space marine guys that are just talking like biblical dudes. I love that stuff.
And they always do such a cool job with the voice. I don't know what it is that they do with the voices, but they always sound modulated in just the right way. Yeah. And
Gabriel, Ezekiel, we must infiltrate the greenskins now. It is our holy duty. Like, those guys think they're so full of shit. Those guys, they just think they are the bomb, right? And then you got the greenskins who are just crazy orcs, and you got the freaking undead dudes. And like, I love that. And I also love that they literally took Warhammer and said, hey, you guys, what if this whole universe was set 40,000 years later? What do you think? And they basically just did it, did that thing, gave everybody guns and armor and kept some of the weird lore stuff and still made a lot of magic in there. It's great. I love 40K almost more than any other universe. I think it is an amazing thing to make a game in.
It's a pretty darn cool universe.
But that is not what this is. This is set in straight up vanilla ass Warhammer, which is fantasy and, you know, dudes with swords and people with staffs and maybe even a stave or two will show up.
It's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. But man, 40K would be cool.
I have a third problem to mention. You mentioned two problems. I'm going to mention a third. I don't want to blow your mind here. But third problem, the trailer is all pre-rendered. It's very nice. Beautiful CGI thing. Cool story being told. Very hardcore. Cool, rad. It does not show an ounce of gameplay. So we have no idea what that looks or plays like. But again, if those were Space Marines coming over the hill, I'd be more in than I am already.
Yeah, because it wouldn't matter.
Yeah, but I'm kind of in anyway. Yeah, I'm sort of in now anyway. Here's what I think. This thing succeeds, they'll make a 40K. You watch. Why not? Digital Assembly just sitting on their ass. They got nothing else to do.
Yeah, so everybody buy it so we can have the game we want.
Yeah, that's what I say. All right, we are going to take a moment to shift cameras, set up some stuff. Today, no, we're not playing Legacy of the Void beta. That was a mystery thing you heard last week that I don't remember saying, so shut up and forget about it. Because instead today, second hour, we are going to be playing GTA 5 online. For me, for the first time, well, I went in there and skipped the tutorial and made a dude, and you've done the same.
Yeah.
So we're ready to roll. Now, I don't know how we sync up, though. I guess we're going to have to figure that out. And it may be possible that others can join our game somehow. And if you're all out there playing or you have it in front of you and you want to try the new PC version of GTA 5 online, you can do that. Real quick, I just want to say this is my first attempt at GTA 5, period. I didn't touch it on console. I think I was kind of tired of GTA, or at least the formula at the time. But I feel like enough time has passed where I'm like, yeah, I'm kind of back in. And now I've got the definitive version, so... That's cool. Trevor, though. What the hell, Trevor, dude? Trevor.
Oh, yeah. He's messed up.
Holy crap.
I mean, you ever do the Saints Row games?
I did. I played 3 completely. I played some of 4 and a touch of that new one that wasn't 4 but kind of an expansion, kind of. The one in Hell or whatever.
Oh, yeah. The Get Out of Hell.
Get Out of Hell, that's it. So, yes, I'm a fan of that series as well. I feel like this is the more, how do I put this? They're both kind of, they're both obviously very outrageous. The former being Saints Row being very outrageous. It's just funny because when Saints Row 1 and 2 came out, they were like, yeah, we're like GTA, but an alternative. But it was still pretty GTA in tone and everything, right? Then they're like, you know what? GTA kicks our ass, so we're going to do something totally different. And 3 was like, ah, oh, you guys are rad. Look at your weird... You've decided to go all weird all the time. And that was a cool moment for the Saints Row series. For GTA, I just feel like they're like the... What are they like? They're like the mainline Mario games, and Saints Row is like Mario Tennis. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
It's hard to explain, but... I mean, the game I really want is a new Red Dead, but if the rumors are true, we'll get that talked about at E3, because I freaking love that game. And even playing GTA, especially out in Trevor's world where it's all desert and stuff, makes me want to play that freaking game again. I loved that game. Anyway, bottom line, it's good. I like it. Story's great. Franklin has a heart. Michael's kind of a douche. Trevor is crazy. Hilarity ensues. All right, but hilarity's not going to ensue until we're actually in that world being dorks. So switch over coming. Stay tuned. Don't go anywhere. Here's some music. We'll be right back. We'll be right back. you a controller or a keyboard player in this?
I am a controller player.
So am I. I switch back and forth depending on what I'm doing. Sometimes I feel like the shooting's too easy with keyboard.
Yeah, I can see that.
But then I also sometimes think that the shooting's too hard with keyboard or with controller. But I'm going to try controller here. For some reason, though, I'm still loading stuff. I don't want story mode. I want online mode. For some reason, I'm not running full screen, and I don't know why. But anyway, go ahead. What were you going to say?
Is your social club name Frog Pants?
It is. No, okay. Peeps Darius. Peeps, like the kind of like little mushroom, not mushroom. What do you call it? What the hell's it called? Peeps, like the thing you get for for Easter, and then Darius, D-A-R-I-U-S. So this is how you have to do it. You can't do it through Steam, right?
Yes, I think you have to do it in game.
That is also my understanding.
All right, I have sent you an invite.
Let me change this from windowed to windowed full screen.
I think that's you.
I'm going to change my res down to 1080p just to help the stream. Select. No. Hey, Scott, you're a dumbass. Full screen. Apply changes. There you go, buddy. That's right. There we go. That's what I needed. Okay. All right. That looks great. Now, hold on. Don't go anywhere. So you've added me. Right?
Yep.
Okay. Shite.
I think I invited you.
I'm trying to get the chat room up. Hold on, chat, so I can see you guys while we play. Alrighty, I see you there. Okay. Do I have to accept you somehow?
Maybe.
All right, let's find out. I guess I have to get out and into online mode. So, game. How do I do it? Friend request. No, these are...
Oh, yeah.
These are...
I think you'll probably have to be in GTA Online first.
Right. So, we're going to go to online. Here we go. Character transfer. Don't want that. Choose character. Play GTA Online. I've got it already. Okay. Oh, invites. Closed friend session. Invite only session. Solo session. Or just go straight in. I don't know. All right. Here's what we'll do. I want to be able to be in there with a bunch of idiots, too, right?
Right, yeah.
Like, half the fun is you and I having this good time with people who are stupid. So, I'm going to pull up my chair, and I'm going to sit in it. Oh, there we go. Yeah, I'm under the chat room. I'm under the impression this is the best one they've made. Pretty much on all fronts. They're one of the most interesting developers I know because they're pushing all these technical limitations, but they also understand satire. I don't know. They're a weird company. I find them utterly fascinating. Rockstar, that is to say. Hold on a second. This is just taking forever to join. So I'm going to look at the... Oh, something's happening.
Yeah, I've noticed the load time getting into online is significant.
Yeah. All right, I'm in. Can I add you to my game? Let's find out, shall we? Yeah, we could have figured this out earlier. Let's see. No friends.
That's okay.
Oh, here we go. All right, so do I have any requests? Revendon. Oh, look at you. You're the Red Dead guy. That's your logo thing.
Yeah, I figured go with Red Dead. Go with their best game.
All right, you have accepted. Now, can I...
Okay, there. I see you.
Now what?
I don't know.
Oh, I see you now, so that's... I went for like...
Oh, there's a join friends option.
Okay, do that.
I hit join friends.
Okay,
so
join me.
I don't know what
me.
This is going to do.
Join me. Oh, I hear something ringing. Do I pick it up?
Yeah, you should probably answer.
Oh, I hung up on you. Crap.
It's probably me.
I don't think it was you. Do that again.
I don't know. Right now it says I'm loading. Okay. I'm just looking at... I'm in space right now.
All right. Hopefully you get to join me. Did you choose join friend or join friends?
I said join friend.
Okay. I think we might be in good... We might be in good standing here.
Okay. I have arrived. It says that you're in this session.
Okay, good. Where would I find you? Are you the little white guy dot over there? I think you're the dot.
I don't think I... Oh, wait. I see you on the map.
Do you?
Yeah, well, I think.
Soon you will see me. I think I see you, too. Is this the blue car? Is that you? Is that somebody else?
No, I'm not in a car. I'm on foot. I'm running down the middle of the street.
Oh, they're shooting me. I've been killed. Okay. I'm respawning. And when I respawn, I will find you. There's somebody named Jeremy1247 on the server who's a butthole.
Oh, I see him. I see Jeremy.
Brother. Oh, what is happening here?
I killed Jeremy.
I'm in GTA heaven.
Just so you know, Scott, you've been avenged. Jeremy is dead.
Okay.
The cops have been notified.
How do I skip the Jesus man?
I don't know. I have no idea.
So I died and I'm being talked to by some sort of alien, angel man in a pretty pimped out suit.
That seems like a good idea.
Actually, you know what he's doing? He's making fun of... yeah, they're making fun of... what do you call it? Xenu. What is it? Scientology.
This looks like a Scientology guy. I thought
that was Xenu. It's a Scientology guy because he's wearing the weird suit thing with the little chains hanging off of it.
I got kicked. I apparently stole someone's personal vehicle, so they kicked me out of it.
Oh, you're out of the game?
The guy that killed you, I killed, forced me out of his vehicle.
Oh. Well, how did... Oh, not off the server, though.
No.
Okay. I've been resurrected.
Okay. I got to try and find
you. Lord Xenu smiled upon me. I'm going to now... Boy, it is a little choppier when you're streaming, folks. I apologize. We're going to steal another car. And then I'm going to find you. Now, I don't know how to look for you, though.
On the map, you were a 2, I think.
Well, that was what Jeremy was for me.
Oh.
So, I'm going to drive towards some dots.
Oh, Jeremy's coming after me again. I got to go.
Okay. Yeah, get the hell out of there. Actually, I guess I can tell on the map. So, it says dip trops, other players, Revendon, I see you. You know what? You're coming right toward me.
I'm bringing friends.
Meet me by
the party.
Meet me by the shirt place on your map. Do you see it?
Okay. I see it.
Okay. Yep, I see you. You have a life bar or something going around you. Okay, I'm going to come around to your side. Don't go hide in there or something. I'm coming. I'm just on the other block next to you. And then we're going to team up. All right. Whoops, now I've gone too far. Hold on. All right. I'm on my way. All right. I think you probably see me now. Do you see me?
Yeah.
Okay. Hop on my sweet ride. Actually, your ride's better. Let's get in your car.
Okay.
I stole this from an old lady. You drive. Because you're pimped out.
I am. I'm looking good.
All right. It's Revendon's show now. Let's go wreak some havoc. Now, I don't know. I mean, the goals can be just kill dudes and be a dork on a server, right? That's one thing.
Yeah, I think that's a good one. Let's go find, what's his name?
Who?
The guy who killed you.
Oh, yeah, let's do that. His name is Jeremy something.
Can you waypoint him? I think you can control waypoints, because I have a waypoint right now that I think is your waypoint.
Oh, is it following me around? Because I tried to waypoint you, and it left the mark way back where you're not anymore.
Let's see. Hold on. Let me pull up the map here. Okay. All right. I see where they are. We're gonna go get them.
Okay. I'm ready. And your knockoff Audi, whatever this is.
Yeah. We're not quite as styling as they were, but that's okay.
Also, my weapons are horrendous. Oh, cops
are
after
us.
I don't know. We just you were not obeying the bylaws of this fine state.
Whoa. Okay.
I trust you.
I wanted to say hi to that car is what I wanted to do.
Yeah.
All right. They're over there is where they are.
Are they being... Oh, gosh. We have two stars now.
I think the cops are after him. Oh, we should probably get out of here.
Yeah, let's get out of the cop zone. Because we're going to get arrested, too. So the heist system, I don't know how that works, but it seems intriguing. I know how it works in the single player, but... Dude, there was a guy hanging there. That was weird.
I saw that. What was that?
Hold on. Let's go back, yeah. There's another cop down there anyway, so that's good. Go up there. Yeah, look at him hanging. Can we get up there? He's frozen. She.
I think that's part of the billboard sign.
Uh-oh, police car. Oh, no, he's not after us, or is he? Oh, yeah, he is after us.
Yep, he's after us.
Basically, what I want to know is if GTA Online realizes the great vision and dream that always was, what if this was a big persistent world? Does it do that? It's not persistent, I suppose, but your character is.
Sure. What we're doing right now, Scott, is very dangerous.
Yeah, this head-on traffic stuff is, it's dubious. It's dubious.
Yeah, at best. It's a good way to lose the cops, though.
I tend to agree. Chad, yep. Is the volume, someone in the chat, let me know, is my volume too loud for our voices? Or because Lionel, last time I was a little iffy, so if it's weird, let me know.
If we go too fast, we're going to catch up with the cops. Oh, that cop turned around.
He did. Oh, get the hell out of there then.
It's going to go well.
No, these people are thrilled. They're just trying to get out of town on vacation. Doing a little camping.
Yeah, there's
camping.
The Griswolds. We just got hit by the Griswolds.
Holiday Road. All right. Yeah, off streets. This is where the real displacement of criminal deeds happens.
Yeah. Okay, man, good. There are cops everywhere right now.
Thank you, chat. Yeah, that's level 2 is harder than you think. It's still a threat. Level 3 is just about impossible for me to get away from. I can't even imagine what 5 will be like when I get to some act of criminality.
We can escape those cops.
Yeah, go down that road. You got it. Oh, we got seen.
Nope. All right.
It's all right. Just head. Yeah. Are those train tracks coming up?
That's a good way to lose the cops. Drive on the train tracks.
I assume. Oh, policeman.
Shoot him.
Yeah, I could shoot him, huh? I am going to shoot him. I forgot I can do that. Oh, gosh.
We made him crash. That's fine.
All right, I fired one.
Yeah. Warning shot.
Oh, shit. How'd you miss that guy? I have my gun out now. I only have a pistol. I haven't done anything else. Do you have other guns?
No, I only have a pistol, too, and not many bullets in it, either. I feel like we're just surrounded right now.
Yeah, we gotta find a road where none of them follow us. In fact, I'll bet you going through where they are... Ooh. Oof. Gosh, dang it. You're down to one light.
Oh, there's another player behind us.
Oh, get it, yeah.
They're after us.
I'm gonna shoot him.
Get him, Scott.
Okay, I got him.
Oh, they're shooting at us. Head down, head down.
Head down, head down. A does that, right?
Let's go get them. They got a real good car.
Yeah,
they've been playing this longer than we have.
Our car is shit. I'm going to switch over to PC controls. That is one nice thing, is you can do that on the fly, guys. So if you have this game and you want to use controller half the time and the other half the time, you totally can. Oh, Koto left.
Finally losing the cops.
Oh, there's one. You're running right into him. Or you will. No, you're good. So as long as we stay out of their little cone, we're good, right?
Yeah.
That used to be different. It used to be you had to have them, like, off-screen.
All right. We're doing pretty good.
We're noobs in here, guys, all right? That's
right.
Are you
kidding? Oh, look at that. We got experience.
Oh, nice.
Cop evasion.
Only the driver can modify a vehicle, it says. I don't know why they're telling me that. Ooh, there was a fast car we just drove past.
Oh, here's a car.
All right, steal this one. Let's get out of here. Let's get out of the car.
I shut the door and the window shattered,
dude,
I think.
You are pimped out, dude.
You want to drive now?
Yeah, let me hop in. Will it let me... we have to steal it. Alarm went off. All right, hop in. Do you need me to take me to any of your girls? Like, I don't know. You know, you're looking like you need to go collect your weekend take from the hookers that you own.
Yeah, I went with a real fancy lad.
You really did. All right, I'm going to go. How do you go? There's events you can drive to. So we're going to technically figure this out. All right, so we're going to park here for a sec. I'm going to hit this.
Yeah, I see a bunch of races nearby, it looks like. I see deathmatch up ahead a little bit.
Yeah? Where are you looking? Oh, here we go. Stores.
I'm looking at the map. Here, I can waypoint it. Can you see that waypoint?
Oh, I totally can. All right, you're my waypoint. Oh, that's great.
All right, I'll be Chewie.
All right, you be Chewie, I'll be Han.
You be Han.
No, wait. You be Lando, and I'll be that little hee-hee-hee guy next to him. We got to get that Death Star. You got to say a lot, and I'll say hee-hee-hee. Okay, what's this? We're here. Is this the thing I go into? Oh, hold cops. On. It's the freaking police department.
Oh.
Ooh, get in.
Oh, hold on.
Oh, sorry.
Poor life decisions. I got out of the car.
Shit. All right,
they got mad because we were hanging out, I guess.
Yeah, that's bad. All right, we're gonna lose them. Uh-oh.
See, now you get to lose the cops. It's a fun little game.
I'm not good at it, though. I tend to be bad. This seems like a bad move.
You almost hit bonfire guy.
Did I? How about this one?
Drive over the fire. Yeah.
I didn't even do anything.
Oh, that guy's having a bad day.
Oh, there are cops everywhere. Shite. All right.
Yeah, cops love the beach. That's a fact.
We're gonna see if we can...
Sand shark. I saw that.
Did you? Is that what that was?
Sand jaws.
Nice. Okay, we're going to just keep on the coast for a minute.
That's.
Oh, yeah. I thought that was a breakthrough thing. Guess who has no headlights? Maybe that'll help us. Okay, we're a little bit off the radar now. Oh, shite. You know, I could see having real fun in here.
Having fun. We're running from the cops.
Right. But
I
once
killed
we
the guy?
Oh,
whoa,
shit.
Okay.
I apologize.
I'm standing on top of the sinking car. I refuse to go down.
I'm coming up for air. My sweats. All right. Let's swim to...
Oh, hey, that was good timing. The cops are done with us now.
All right, I'm up on the dock. Okay.
We're a regular Butch and Sundance right now.
Follow me, pimp man. We need a car.
It doesn't say what our names are, does it?
Well, it says Reverend Don above your head.
Your peeps, Darius.
Yeah.
I can't remember what the name was I picked for my guy.
Oh, so you're the... that's your account name, then.
Yeah.
Oh, so must mine be. So let's see. What am I? Does it say? Let's see. Friends.
What did I name him? Info, stats, maybe, under here? No.
No. Career. I don't have anything.
Makes me wonder why I picked a name if I don't have...
any visualization of it, or even your friend doesn't? I know. That's dumb.
There's nothing.
All right. We're going to go find a car. I hate it at night. Can we tell?
Hi.
Oh, hi. Who's this guy? Oh, I want his phone.
Man, someone is...
Hey, we got some money off of him. I didn't know you got money off just strangers. Why am I fighting you?
You're in an aggressive mood.
All right, I'm not going to punch a girl. I refuse.
Okay.
I'm good with dudes. For whatever reason, I don't want to punch a girl. All right, we're going to go to find a car. There's nothing to drive. For the love of Pete.
I saw a car. There's
Where?
A car over there.
Where? Oh, right here. Let's take this van. It's a news van.
All right. We'll be new Weasel News. We'll go where the hot news is. Let me...
It says go to Los Santos Customs. All right. Can you mark that? Can you find that?
Los Santos Customs?
Yeah, I think there's a mission for us to do in the van.
Yeah.
I'm going to turn the radio to country. Whoops.
There you go. Waypoint.
Hang on. We're going to get some country up in here. Okay, Rebel Radio. All right, I'm waypointing. Because this really tweaks this need I used to have for a big open world game that wasn't a standard MMO, but was like the thing like this, you know? Where I could just do all kinds of shit. Big sandboxy thing.
Yeah, I dig it.
Did you see my legal use of sidewalk?
Yeah, I mean, that's what it's there for.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Lady. Could you hear that lady scream, or is it just me?
No, I didn't hear a lady scream.
All right, she didn't like us.
I can hear our fellow multiplayer people talking. I wonder if they can hear us. I wonder if they know we're doing a show.
They can't. I don't think they can hear us because we don't have voice activation going because we're doing this over Skype. But
oh, that's right.
But in theory, the way it works is if you get in proximity of one of those guys, you start to hear each other.
Oh.
Kind of like in what DayZ does that, I guess. You know, that one of the great unfinished survival games.
Yeah, another one of those.
In a way, this in a way, this is scratching that same itch, like a survival game itch for me. Because I know it's not the same and the stakes are different and all that, but it's that same feeling of a giant sandbox and stuff to discover and figure out, and it's not broken. Oh, wait, why are the cops after us again?
I don't think they... Oh, they are.
They were, or they were, sort of are.
Well, go in here, we'll lose them.
All right, we're in.
Drive into the...
Right into here?
Yeah.
All right. What happens?
I think you get to customize the news van. Or...
It seems wrong that we've been able to do... Look at you rocking in there. Look at that. Can you see yourself?
Oh, yeah.
What are you dancing for? How are you dancing?
I don't know. I'm just feeling it.
Okay, so these are upgrades for vehicles. You can insure your vehicle so you can come back and get them again if it gets destroyed. You can download the iFruit app to your personal smartphone device. Okay, well, we don't care about that. Bravado Rumpo Vans. Purchase a tracker and insurance. They can be found under loss theft prevention. They'll be free for the first visit. Well, I don't care about this car, though. So let's do a free repair. Okay. I don't know if I want to do that. Fit a tracker to your vehicle and you'll always be able to locate it. I'm not doing that yet. What does it cost to respray this thing? Oh, look at that, dude.
Oh, sweet. Yeah, we're like the A-Team news van.
Totally. I'll take it. Sorry, my wife showed up with a cool, refreshing drink. Thanks, babe. Let's see, Pearl, we don't care about that. What's happening? Why didn't that stick? Black. Thank you. Okay. We're done here. We're just going to get out now. How do I get out? I want to get out now. It won't let me get out. Maybe it's making us buy this?
I don't know. There should be an option to, like, down at the bottom, maybe confirm and leave or something.
There's a select and move camera. Does it? I think it may be this loss prevention thing. It might be making me buy that.
Oh, it just kicked me out because I hit buttons. So now I'll be.
Are you in the world?
Yeah, I'll just be out here.
Why can't I get out? Hold on. Chat room, I'm not crazy. I can't get out of this van place. I honestly can't figure out how to get out of here. Well, purchase insurance for your vehicle.
Hit B as many times as possible.
All right, now it's going to let me. Here we go. I had to buy something. Okay, where are you? Oh, there you are. Hop in my black van.
My guy takes his hat off when he gets in the car because the hat's too big for the car.
He takes it off?
Yeah.
Amazing. All right, what is this number up top? Oh, that was we got some XP. Okay, I think I understand. It's video games, you know. At the end of the day, these are video games, and we understand those to some degree.
All right, let's go cause some trouble.
Yeah, I want to... Give me a thing.
A waypoint. All right, let's go...
You son of a gun. Country music is great.
Let's go right here.
Ooh, hello. All right.
It's another team deathmatch. I might be leading you right back to that police station. But, I mean, maybe we should just shoot everybody if it comes to it.
All right. Maybe that's what the point of that was. Maybe we were supposed to fight. You know, if this was actual L.A., there would be so much more traffic. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I hate that place.
I'm taking a selfie of you in the car, by the way, driving. There we go.
Nice.
Got it.
You're going to post...
Yep, got that.
You're gonna
we'll
post
save that
on,
to the gallery.
Jobs for me. Head over to Cypress Flats and prove your worth. Oh, interesting. Okay, what's it saying? Try and prompt you race from the interaction menu to challenge a player to be the first over Cypress Flats. Well, we're not going to win that.
No, we got a stupid van. There's a deathmatch thing over here.
I'm getting
let's
out.
Let's go do that. Let's go do something where we shoot somebody.
Something's wrong with my right butt cheek. In life and in the game.
All right. I stepped on it. Got my little phone out.
What'd you step on?
The blue thing that was right there.
There's no blue thing there for me. Yeah, I've got no blue thing. Maybe
now
that's...
it's wanting me to make a death match. I don't know if I want to do that.
Well, while you fight that
there,
good fight,
I decided to not do that.
While you fight the fight, I'm going to steal another car. Come here, jerk! Let me steal your car.
Yeah, punch him in the face. I'm getting in.
He's in the back seat. That's awesome.
Getting in the back, apparently.
I like it. Ooh, there's a plane. Should we fly the plane?
Yes, we should fly the plane.
Oh my gosh, it's on fire, but that's okay. Let's do this. Can two of us be on this plane?
You fly the plane, I will stand on the wing.
It might be destroyed. It's missing a wing.
here we go. Okay, I'm getting in the plane, you stand on the wing.
Alright, how do I do that?
Hit X.
Alright, let's do this.
You ready?
Yep, like a boss.
Okay, there's only one way this is going to go, and it's awesome.
Poorly. Oh! Oh, shite! That was awesome, dude. Holy crap. I got to save you. Are you there still?
I died. I just saw my car go by, though.
That was amazing. All right. I'm going to find you. Oh, you're right here.
Car blew up.
You're right here. My gosh. That was epic. So half-flown planes. Some other player left that there. Probably a bad idea. That's my thinking. I'm not doing this race. It wants to force me into this race. Maybe I should go do the race. But nobody wants... I want to do a heist. All right, we're going to get to Cypress Flats. Let's just drive there. Let's do what it tells me to do.
Okay, I'm going to shoot at random people as we go.
All right, here we go.
That seems like a GTA thing to do.
Doesn't it? Oh, cops again.
That was before I shot, so they are just mad at us.
All right,
something.
So they, as opposed to the single-player game, they don't know the difference. They know the difference between your vehicle and a stolen one, because we were just spotted for having a stolen vehicle, according to the help text.
Oh, okay.
The way you fool them is you go to a customs shop, and you... Uh-oh. You go to a customs shop. Hey, you know I'm going to go through here. And they'll give you a paint job that will not be spotted by the cops.
Okay, interesting.
So that's kind of cool. I think I like that. I'm going to try to... Oh,
yeah,
I apologize. There we go. Sorry, excuse me. Oh, there's cops everywhere up here. Damn it. Okay.
We're shooting at them.
Level
so
three, dude.
Like
shoot them, because it's level three. They're going to murder us. I put my head down, but then I can't. Uh-oh.
Oh, they got a helicopter.
Yeah, level three is always one helicopter. Four, I think, has two or three. Are you still firing?
Yeah.
Good.
I don't think I've killed anybody, but I'm doing important work.
Yeah, that's what I would say.
Another helicopter. Let's see if I can shoot down a helicopter with a handgun. Whoa. All right.
I apologize for... Oh! The popo. Oh shit. Oh gosh. Okay, I'm getting in the proper lane now. Your leopard skin arm sticking out of the car.
I'm shooting at a helicopter, Scott. It's the wave of the future.
We're gonna
I think
be
our car's dying.
We're gonna be in Anaheim. Yeah, something's funny about the car. Whoa. Oh. We should steal a cop car. They're fast. Oh, my health is going down. I don't know where to go, dude.
Just keep driving. Seems like a...
This seems like an everyday occurrence in Los Santos, San Andreas. Go over here.
Yeah, our front tire is gone.
Is it flibber-flabbing?
No, it's not there anymore.
That is... Oh, shit. Oh, yeah, it's running on metal. Yeah, we're gonna... This may end badly.
We're three stars, so we're okay. Yep, that's not going to get us fewer stars.
May as well just... oh, Gosh. I'm sorry, lady. That was not what I had intended.
Am I out of bullets? I think I'm out of bullets.
You're out of bullets, Scott. You know what we should try to do? We should try to get the worst possible stars ever.
Okay.
Let's really make a mess of things. All right. Who can we... Oh, gosh.
Yep. That's driving.
Get out of the way, lady. Oh, I really apologize.
Oh,
I apologize. Oh, this lady's not going to move. Get out of my way. Oh.
You just kind of pushed her over with a car.
Well, she's, you know.
Scott, I want you to just take a moment and appreciate the situation that is the front of our car currently.
Hold on. Oh, gosh. Yeah. It's like a doom buggy now.
Oh, no!
The popo!
They found us.
Okay. They found us, Marty. They found us.
Can I go up that?
No, I can't. I'm not pulling over. Oh, no.
Nope, not the water.
Not the drink.
Duck.
All right, out onto a road. That cop had a little too much to drink at lunch. This is insane. All right. Let's see what kind of trouble we can get into on the side of town. How about over here?
Chat room, for the record, we didn't run over the lady. We pushed her over with the car.
Yeah, we didn't run her over.
We gingerly nudged her aside with a moving vehicle.
Oh my gosh, this is a bad place to be. It's terrible here. This is bad.
There's a helicopter. Okay.
Are you getting out?
It's every man for themselves, Scott.
All right, get out. I don't know if we're going to be better. You know what? That's a good idea. This is the life of a true crime operative.
Yeah. I was your helper and your friend until the moment that we got cornered, and then I took off.
And you're like, pimp is out! I'm out!
Maybe one of these construction workers has a gun.
Yeah. Oh, I shot you in the head. Did I kill you? I killed you!
That was brutal.
That wasn't on purpose.
That was brutal.
That was terrible. All right. Can I go hide in here?
Oh, okay, I'm back. Do I get bullets again?
Can I hide over here?
Nope, still no bullets. Well, boy, I don't like that. I can still hear the, fallout from our chase.
Yeah, we're on the news. I'm going to go to the highest place I can find. Where are you?
I'm going to make you a... Okay, there you are. I see you on the map. I'm going to make you a waypoint.
Okay. I'm climbing a giant tower. That's maybe a bad idea.
Oh, in this construction yard. Yeah, I'm right outside the construction yard.
Okay, so you're near me.
I'm going to go in there, see what I can do.
Oh my gosh.
To assist the guy that just shot me in the head.
Oh my gosh, I'm having actual vertigo now. This is bad. You guys, for real, that seriously gives me vertigo. Okay.
How did you get up there? Is there just ladders?
There's a ladder, yeah. What can I do? Can I do anything? They're going to kill me. I'm for real having... Oh, there's another ladder. Oh, no! I've died.
There's a cop down here.
I fell and died. You guys want to see first person? Check it out. First person mode. I can still hear.
I'm shooting the cops down here for you, Scott. I'm keeping them off you.
All right. Well, I'm coming. I'm gonna come find you. Give me a waypoint. Well,
mostly because they're. I'm coming to you.
Okay. I'm gonna take this sweet ride.
Well, now they're mad at me.
The cops.
Turns out I punched a cop with a shotgun, and they don't appreciate it.
Well. I'm driving a big sloppy jalopy. Oh, there you are. Come on over. Hop in. Uh-oh, now we're all in trouble again. All right, but we got a good chance. We're going out of town. We're heading to San Diego.
Good call. Cops won't arrest you in San Diego. That's how crime works.
Look, I went to high school. I know what's up. We're going to take a little off-road here. Just to give them a little run for their money. Don't get in the water. Oh, gosh. Oh, hello.
Oh, he's mad. Mm-hmm. He's mad about something.
Mm-hmm.
I think we have a player coming after it.
Oh.
Yep.
Is that who that is?
I think that's a player.
Oh, gosh.
He just ran into us.
I have the worst car. I picked the worst car to steal. All right, we're
That's okay. Get us over by another car.
Hey, there's a jump. Should I do the jump?
Yeah, do the jump.
Okay.
That's how you get away from cops. It might be a little slow for the jump.
I'm going to try to get some run up here. Oh, gosh. The thing is
so... Oh, hey, I see my car.
Wait, where?
My car's
where?
In this parking
it
lot
is?
Over here. Yeah, hold on. Let's go get my car.
You just bailed out of there. All right, what are we taking?
Just like my car. This looks orange exactly one? Like my car.
All right, take this car off that jump.
We're allowed to take it because it's mine.
Right, in your real life car. Oh, we're being shot at.
No, it's cool, guys. This is my car.
All right, go off that jump.
Okay, hold on.
Oh, hold. Popo.
We gotta build up some speed here.
Popo. Oh, he...
Oh, thanks, police.
All right. No, gosh, dang it.
We need speed, cops. It's
all right,
fine.
Here you go. This is it. Oh,
dang it.
What'd you hit?
A tree there.
Yeah, that's bullshit. Okay, go. Floor it. Oh. We got this. Yes!
Why did it blow up?
It says, Rev and Don exploded me. What does that even mean?
Oh, my gosh. That's not how cars work.
It also thinks we're against each other. It said 1v1 and said me and you, and I don't get why. All right, we're going. I'm right where that jump is, by the way. Are you near there?
Oh, did you survive?
No, I died.
Oh. Oh, I see you. I see you on my map.
That was special.
Okay, I'm getting a car. This is not my car.
This is not your beautiful wife. All right, well, I'm going to... You find me then. You know where I am?
Yep. I'm heading over there right now.
All right. I see you coming. This guy wants a handout or something? Okay. There you are. All right. Take us wherever you want to take us. I'm going to change the radio to be... Where's the 80s one? There it is.
We want to go... Hold on. I'm going to pull up the map here.
You just did a job on your paint job.
It's fine.
Yeah, it's all good.
There's a player that's red for some reason.
Oh my gosh, I can throw the bird. Chat room, look. Bird. Bird. Whoops, bird.
Let's go kill the player that's red. I feel like we owe it to the world to go get him.
Okay, I'm going to keep throwing the bird.
Okay. Yeah.
See me doing that? Throwing the bird? Throwing the perma bird. There you go. Get one out the window.
Nice. Out the window and everything. Yeah. Yeah.
This is so great, dude.
We're just cruising.
I like it. So where we're headed?
I don't know. I was going after the player in red, but I think it just waypointed where he was, not actually the player itself.
So when he's... Is it like marking himself like PvP worthy or something? Is that how that works?
I don't know. I just kind of figured if he's red, we should probably hit him with the car.
Red means dead.
Yeah.
I'm with you. Ooh, that car's fast.
I think he's behind us now.
Uh-oh.
Yep, there he is.
Oh, damn it. Hold on, I'll shoot at him. Oh, all I have is a bird.
Shoot him with the bird.
I literally...
Guns.
I've been killed.
I think we need guns, Scott.
Degrazed plugged me. All right, so here's what we do in the next run here. Are you alive, by the way?
I am. I'm
back right about where I died.
Decrazed is still running around, so I'm worried.
Oh.
I've only got 5 bullets to kill him if he comes after us. I see him.
I think we should attempt to... These are all grandpa cars.
Oh, man. He ran me over. Look out, Scott. He's still in the area.
He is?
Yeah.
Don't worry. I'll get away in grandma's car. Okay. I'm heading toward... Where was it you were headed? Oh, that guy. We should find an ammo shop. A gun
shop.
Yeah,
because I got no ammo, and he's after me still.
All right, that is going to be... Are you ready for the journey ahead? We'll go way out of the city here.
Apparently he can see me, because he seems to go everywhere I go, as if he knows where I'm supposed to be.
Maybe he's cheating. Think of that.
Maybe he's red because he's a cheater, a dirty cheater. I'm going to take this car.
I've got to stop stealing grandma cars. They're terrible.
Yep, he found me while I was in the process of stealing a car. This isn't...
D-Craze is going psycho, it says. That means he killed you.
I think we're supposed to, like, now kill him. I think that's the rules.
Oh, someone started a gang attack. See, I know that there are things to do in this game that are, like, you know, you can do bank heists together and stuff like that. We got to figure all this out. Oh, shit.
So all right, choppy. I got to find you. Decrazed is still looking for me. I'm hiding like an adult.
Streaming makes this slower, folks. Normally, this is screaming. I get 60 frames per second when I'm not streaming it. All right, I'm parking Grandma. Well, I can't see waypoints you do unless you're in the car with me, right?
I think that might be right.
No.
Let me see if I can find you here.
I found an ammo station, gun station. Oh, there's a bad guy. He's going to come into this gun store and shoot me. Can I hide?
So you're at a gun store, so yep. I should look for people near a gun store.
And I'm dead.
Who killed you?
Guy got on foot, came in the gun store and shot me. Decrazed.
Oh, you okay. Know, well, now I know where you are.
You know the guy.
I know the guy.
How
know
do you,
him well.
It says something here about passive mode. How would... Oh. Dude, don't
right,
be a hit
Scott,
and runner.
I see where you are.
Hit and run, dude. Bastard.
Oh, did he just run you over now? I'm on my way, Scott. I have no weapons and no ability to help you whatsoever, but I'm on my way.
All right. Are you running free?
I'm in a car.
Okay.
The greatest weapon of our generation.
The greatest
car.
Weapon of all.
Give that.
It's the greatest weapon.
Give it to a senior citizen and just see what happens.
Sorry, lady. Okay, I'm coming your way. I think I see you being chased by Decrazed.
Am I? That would...
Are you heading up the hill? Like toward
no.
the mountain? Oh. It's somebody else. I'm getting involved in a bad thing then. Well, how the hell do I know who you are?
Oh, I see you. You've got a blue dot for me.
Do I?
Yeah. You got like a blue quarter circle around you.
Oh.
My map.
Okay. I see you now.
I'm still significantly south of where I saw you last.
Why aren't you on my mini map now, though? Well, I don't get it. Oh, I see you now.
Okay, I'm going to make a right at this next street.
I see you in the orange. All right, I say we drive together, divide and conquer like that. If we get attacked, we can kind of split up.
Yeah.
All right, so let's go to a gun store.
Okay, let me pull up my map, see where the nearest gun store is.
It keeps making me want to go to Cypress Flats. I don't know why. I want out of that.
That's weird.
Yeah, I don't like it.
Okay, we're going to the gun store.
I'm following you. Radic Orange Driver, lead the way. Oh, shit. Oh, shit. Are you going this way? All right. That was kind of great.
That's how you look cool. Doing stuff. Okay, it's somewhere around here.
I think it's...
Where is it? Hey. Hey.
Oh.
Hey.
Look out. Oh.
It just falls on us.
I guess we go down here.
This is a real shadowy gun store.
Yeah, I think we're on the wrong street.
What is this lady doing? She's just sitting there saying ding dong into her phone.
What?
Hey, there's a ladder to the roof.
Let's do that.
Maybe they keep guns on the roof.
Yeah, yeah.
The
all their best guns on the roof. All right, we're up. We're in.
All right, we are right above the gun store.
Careful.
OK, Okay, gingerly.
Ever so slightly.
I like that my character made no attempt to stop his fall. He just went face first into it. All right, we're at the
gun store. Okay. Where's the gun store? Oh, Ammo Nation. Here we go. Let's get in. Oh, wait, there's no door. Oh, you on the front? Yeah, that's it. Okay. We're in. Let's get a gun.
What if I just want ammo?
I just want to browse a weapon. All right, what do we got here? Tear gas, combat pistol, nightstick, advanced rifle. Oh, I can't afford any of these without leveling up. They're locked. I'm pistol only. Oh, no, wait, there's some stuff.
Okay, I have bought a ton of ammo to feed exactly the amount of damage I would like to do.
I only have 10,000 money. Shit, these are all very expensive.
Oh, a knife. I might need a knife for reasons.
I'll do a sawed-off shotgun. It's free.
Oh, a hatchet. That seems important. Yeah, I probably need a hatchet.
Vintage pistol. Right? Why wouldn't you need that? Hey, yeah, flare guns. $5,000. I'm not spending that yet.
That's a lot of money to just be like, hey, I'm over here.
I entirely
$300
agree.
For a bottle?
Oh, look at you two together. What a lovely fucking couple.
Thanks, sir.
Thanks, man. He said the same thing to you? That's great. That's totally
very
cool.
Very nice of you to say.
I guess I can get a knife or a nightstick.
I got dressed up because it's Saturday.
Okay, I have some weaponage.
Okay, me too.
I'm going to get my shotgun
out. We probably need body armor. Oh, we can't buy body armor, I guess.
It's all locked?
Yeah. Oh. Why do they sell shoes?
Oh, they have clothes.
I should wear flip-flops with this outfit. Seems like the right call.
Oh, that is pimp. All right. I got to earn more money. I should have pre-ordered the game and got all that $1.8 million or whatever they gave people.
Oh, yeah. I didn't get that.
I didn't.
Oh, I guess I didn't pre-order either, actually, now that I think about it.
Yeah, I didn't either. I don't want shoes yet. Shoes are a waste of money. Okay.
Yeah, we went through that double door like an action team.
Yep. Action teams, assemble. I got my sweats. You got your pimp suit.
All right. I got my gun.
We have no car.
I'm going to walk down this street, look real cool with my gun.
All right. I'm pulling out my knife. No, wait. I'm going to pull
out
my
hatchet. I totally bought a hatchet, and now I don't see it.
Now threaten these guys. Sometimes I just want to dance. Run.
Get out of here.
Run. Okay. I don't really want your money. Well, I do want your money, but... All right.
We should really go get revenge on Days Crazed.
I agree.
We need to... This needs to happen. He's over here. We'll sneak up on him.
In this car?
Yeah.
We both broke it. That's amazing. All right. Hurry up. Light it up. Light it up. Okay, here we go. We're off to get Days Crazed. This direction?
Yeah, I'll mark where he is. I don't think it'll let me save.
We stole a slow-ass car.
North. He's like up here.
This is a slow-ass car. Let's see. Okay, I'll follow you.
Okay, he's just up the road.
All right, here we go. Hey, I ranked up to the level of thug.
Be ready. I see him on the map.
This is up where Michael lives. You know, the character of Michael. Oh, I see him. Well, sort of. He's up over the crest. See him? Right here. Ram him.
Oh, that's not him.
Oh, it's not? Where is he? Is that him? Yep.
Yep, there he is.
Oh, shit.
Cops, we're on a mission for revenge.
Damn it! He bombed
us? How did he blow us up?
He threw a bomb on us. He set us up a bomb. What's passive mode?
Man, Day's Craze is cool. He's managed to kill us a lot of times. I think we need to lure him into a cunning trap.
I just chose passive mode. I assume that means it's like I can't be fought by players. Ooh.
It means you're really into new age music.
I'm taking this car.
And you're going to college, but you haven't chosen a field of study yet.
That's it? All right. That makes sense. Are you back up there where they were? Oh, no, I see you.
I'm running.
Hop in my car.
Hey, good job on the car. That's a much better car.
Yeah, this car will actually move. There'll be some speed.
Oh, he's coming up behind us.
Oh, no. Not if
Hold
I...
on. Wait right there.
Wait here?
Yeah. You're going to be... Wait, maybe not. Now where'd he go? He disappeared.
Oh, weird.
My gosh. It's saying everybody left the game.
Oh, why? What happened?
I don't know.
Uh-oh.
They all disappeared.
Glitch? You're out, too, it says. No, you're in here. No, you're out. You're not in my car anymore.
Did the connection go down? Oh, I got out of the car.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, but...
Where are you now, then?
Okay, hold on. Let's see what's going on here.
Oh, GTA Online. Are you having trouble? Dude, what is that car doing?
All right, I'm hitting join friends. We'll see what happens.
All right.
It's actually booting me out, so it's almost like we got disconnected.
What was that guy doing? All right. Maybe we did.
Did you buy the flare gun?
No.
Okay.
It was 5K and I only have 10. Uh-oh.
Well, that sounds like you could buy two flare guns.
I got the pokey coming.
And now I'm just watching you evade people on the stream. Okay, it's putting me back in the game.
I don't get what happened there. That's really weird.
I don't know. Maybe because you were passive and I was not?
Well, gotta be more assertive.
Yeah.
No, I don't know. I mean, I don't think I start the server. I think I'm in the same one everyone else is in. Like, we joined it when there were other people in it already. So I don't think it's...
Okay, I see you down there. You're way down to the south.
I'm in factory land.
That guy's back. I'm going to steal a Grand Lacal car. Yep, there we go.
Grand Lacal. I think I found somebody's weed production. I think I did, for real. I'm going to hide here.
Wow, I just found a whole bunch of waiters.
Waiters, what do you mean?
Like, they're all dressed up like waiters.
Oh, that's weird. Oh, look at these guys chatting. Revan, you knew like a glove. LOL, wasting that money. $10 million. I don't know. They're all talking like they're street thugs when really they're just trapped in their basement and their mom said you can't come up and eat dinner unless you get your homework done.
Where are you seeing the chat?
Over to the right. You don't see it?
No.
LOL, wasting your money. Seriously, this street talking, it's the stupidest thing I've ever seen. What time is that? Oh, don't worry, everybody. Only five or so more minutes of this, and then we're off to the heroes races, and I have to pee. Got away from the cops, though. Yeah, I don't see you at all anymore on my map.
I was looking for you, and I then crashed into a wall. Okay, I'm actually not far from you.
Oh, okay.
Stop. And I'll be there in, like, seconds.
I have stopped.
Oh, somebody killed Days Crazed.
Good.
Someone finally put an end to his reign of terror.
I'm going to get us a convertible.
Yeah, you're not going to want the car I'm coming in. This is an awful car.
The motorcycle guy was not having any. Go ahead, buddy. Go around me. Go around me. This game.
Here we go.
Oh, it says you left.
Weird.
Everyone's leaving.
As soon
again.
As I got within sight of you, it kicked me out again, I guess.
Everybody has left except Skylar BK Wolf has killed Days Crazed. Which I know we
I don't know what's going on.
I know we were secretly hoping that would happen, but... Yeah, I don't know. Something's janked.
Something's messed up.
Well, it went out with a whimper, but that's okay because time for heroes and me to pee. But that's freaking fun. We're going to figure out, like, between now and the next time we play this, we'll come up with, like, scenarios that we want to do. Now that we kind of, I think I kind of understand what's happening. I'm being forced, or it's trying to force me to do a mission. And I think it's some, like, extended tutorial crap. But I'll get through all of that, so the next time we play, we don't have that to worry about. Oh, gosh. Oh, gosh.
Yeah, I think that'll be good.
All right. Here's where I pause this. What do I do? Exit game.
I think it's under, like, just online or game. I think the bottom option will be quit game.
Disconnecting. And we're out. All right, chat room. Hold on to your butts, because when I come back, it's Heroes of the Storm time. Okay?
I love Heroes of the Storm time.
Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back. Hours, but I have peed.
That's you did it. You made it two-thirds of the way.
That's hard, man. It's hard to do that. Okay, let me get in here. Eric will be joining us. Anyone else who's on my friends list, if you happen to be in and available, you'll be in too, which is lovely. A little hero's time never hurt nobody.
That's true.
I see Eric in the select already and woohoo goo, so we're gonna have people to play with.
Woohoo goo.
Yep. Never forget. Never surrender. My gosh, that was fun.
That was a lot of fun. I was going back during the little break there and reading the chat room's thoughts as we went through that madness. And
they think we're insane, don't we?
Sounds like they had some fun. They seemed to really appreciate that you shot me the moment that we got into a fight.
Yeah, that was kind of terrible. All right. I have not played Heroes in a couple of days, so hopefully I'm not too rusty here.
I played last night, and I played terribly, so we have that to look forward to.
Invite to party, invite... Oh, Eric,
oh, yes,
you're in a party.
I will accept.
Hang on. Who else? Good and High is in here. Let's get Woohoo in here.
Woohoo.
Yeah. Good and High. Oh, he's been in the Hero Select for 4 hours because he's good and high.
Man, this song just keeps playing, man.
Yeah, man.
Keeps looping, but it just gets better each time.
Second, let's see what we got here. Oh. Eric's calling Skype. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
Good.
I think Kurt is switching over to Skype too.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Oh, well then hold on. No, hold on. I got to remove from this group. Remove from party.
Okay. Wait, is Saberman in the group?
We have Wahugu in the group.
What about, who's Saberman?
I don't know.
He's trying to invite me to a group.
Oh, don't worry about that. Ignore that.
Yeah, okay, I left the party.
All right, I'm adding you now. You think we're O?
No, I just like we had another player, Eric.
Yeah.
Malaketh that was in our party also, so.
Oh, I think we lost him then in this process. Oh yeah, Saberman just invited me. Saberman.
I don't know who that is.
All right. I've added Scott. It is circling around his icon as if he is to come. Wahugu is playing the most ridiculous Asmodan ever.
Is that Christmas Asmodan?
I think so. Well, no, isn't it like, it's like Thrall Shaman Asmodan or something. Oh.
Can you call Kurtz on Skype?
Yeah, I'll add him.
Then maybe we could do a team versus team if we have too many people. Which is always fun. Oh my gosh, you should check out Willie Dills' stream from last night.
Oh yeah, what happened?
Because we played two teams against each other, and he was screaming.
Oh, he was screaming?
Streaming.
Oh, streaming. He said screaming.
Well, there was a lot of screaming going on too, but there was the most amazing boss still ever.
Wow. He did one of those on this show once. Oh, chat room, it's Scott Kurtz on there. Hey, Scott.
Hello.
Hey, man. It's good to see you.
To see you, too. We need to call in. Let me get my buddy Eric in here, too. He's going to play with us.
Oh, is he?
I don't know. How many people do we
have?
Well,
I can boot one. Is it? Who is it? What's his name? Do I have him on my thing? Or no, we'll do this. Wahugu, I love you, but we're going to make room here. Hold on.
Kurt, you invited me to a party, and I did not accept it. Yeah. Do it again, and I'll suggest him to you.
Okay.
And then he can tell you his Skype name.
Okay, hold on. Okay.
Sorry, sir.
Don't worry, Wahugu. We'll get a game in, buddy. Don't you worry.
Okay.
We'll get back to Wahugu.
Yeah. Always. There's always room for Wahugu later. Oh, yeah, Malaketh. We played. He's great.
Yeah, I just don't know his Skype name. Let me see if I can get it from him.
All right. So, you've been playing a lot of Brightwing, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, good. I'm glad that hasn't affected your voice at all.
Okay, so it is. So I'll text you here.
All right.
Get my phone handy.
Oh, I mean, sorry, in Skype.
Oh, that's fine, too.
Thank y'all.
Let me just add
it. I like this music. Do, 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 do.
It's not repetitive at all, is it?
Is that NVIDIA music?
No, it's some other freeloady crap that I use on the show.
All right. Beep, boop, boop.
Okay, let's see. Contacts, add. Paste.
Eric.
They're both Eric Bensons.
Eric Benson, you son of a bitch, with two of them.
I think it's... Here, I'll add one. This should be
a... Hope for the best.
Two Erics, two Scotts. This won't be confusing.
No, it won't be.
No, no problem. All right, I have added him to the one that looked the most current.
All right. Might be the... What?! Yeah, he says there's... I'm sorry.
No, is it different?
Well, we may just have to do it without him. He'll just have to
He'll just have to G-click. G-click, yo! Okay. Well, here we go then. Quick match.
Let's do this.
Oh, the, is this our loadout? Everyone's good? Everyone's happy?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Yeah, that seems good.
Glory to the whore.
You know, maybe I'll go Pink Queen Brightwing for everybody.
Yeah?
Yeah, so you know.
I like
she's,
it.
She's going to heal you.
That's pretty hot. I'm kind of turned on by your little fairy frog.
Thank you.
Yeah. Not a problem.
Scott, have you heard what Brightwing says?
Uh-oh.
It's the creepiest thing ever.
Yeah, she is super murdery and creepy.
Did she just say it generally, or when do I get to hear it?
You'll hear it. Every once in a while, she'll be like, "You're nice to murder." Things like that.
All right. Have you given up on Chen, or are you just kind of rotating around?
I just played a Hero League game with Chen.
Oh, good. I haven't played in a couple of days. I'm feeling a little rusty.
Don't worry. Playing Thrall is like riding a bike.
That's right.
You never forget how to be War Chief.
So, Kurt, I was talking about Scott, about that amazing boss still from last night that Brian did.
Your brother, Brian?
Dills was killing me over and over.
Yeah, he's good.
Well, yeah, I find out later everyone's like, "Target Toonhound, Target Toonhound." Well, yeah, okay. No wonder I was dying so much. My brother came in with this awesome boss steal.
Was he
turned the game around
as Diablo?
Yes.
So that's awesome.
I have to say, I was on top of him as Pajamather.
Yeah, you were. It was a team effort.
Oh, how's your Abathur playing going? Still fun?
He's good at it.
Yeah. Anyone give you crap saying you're just standing there? Why don't you play the game? Do you ever get that anymore?
Yes, I've gotten that a couple times.
That's awesome. Like,
you don't know every game.
I freaking love that. I love how stupid people are. Where do we want to go? What do you guys want to do?
I'm going top. Bottom.
What map is this again?
I'll go mid. This is
Tribute?
Curse?
Curse Tribute, yeah.
Tribute!
This is not a map. It's just a tribute. 10 seconds. Chat room, if you have any thoughts, I'm looking at you, so you can say things if you want to. Thank you for being here tonight. 5, 4, 3. We will be playing until the hour and then turning over to whoever's next on NVIDIA, so enjoy. All right.
Eric could actually put the stream on. It might be delayed, but...
There's two in mid. And they are hungry for me. They desire Thrall meat.
They're hungry for War Chief.
War Chief balls.
Turn Sylvanas into a squirrel momentarily.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, she didn't like it.
Seems like the reasonable thing to do.
You turned her into Squirrel Girl.
Squirrel Girl.
The greatest Marvel hero. All right, Scotty, before things get crazy, what do you think of the Joker thing?
Oh, I actually, I like it.
I do, too.
I'd like to see a new take on the Joker.
I do, too.
It's really cool. Yeah, I think what excites me the most about it is he's not trapped in the Batman mythos.
Yeah.
It's going to be interesting to see him just getting to be something else.
Yep.
Yeah. Yep.
It's cool.
I think that Suicide Squad movie could be cool.
I hope so.
Now, Batman versus Superman.
Yeah, how you feeling? What's your temp on that?
Fuck that guy. Fuck Snyder. What a dick. Goyer.
Yeah.
They're fucking art criminals.
Yeah, I don't know what the deal is.
Superman should be feared, and Batman's the only guy that can make him bleed. Blah, blah, blah. See, Daredevil is an example of sober young Frank Miller. Adapt that Frank Miller's work.
Yeah.
The Dark Knight Returns, angry, drunk Frank Miller. Do not adapt that.
Yeah.
Why? You know, I don't know. It's like, you gotta hand it to the guys at Marvel going, alright, we'll put Adam McKay on Ant-Man now. You know, like, it's not like the guy that made The Dark Knight should make Superman. Like, it's like, Well, he did pretty good with Watchmen.
Mm-hmm.
What if he made Superman, but it was Watchmen?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Yeah. Oh,
that's a terrible idea.
I don't know how I feel about any of it.
Well, I'm trying to... This is going to sound crazy to comic dork fans, but, you know, I'm trying to come down off my high horse about Man of Steel.
Look, I know we've talked about this before, but do you think if...
Sorry.
Oh, tribute. Yeah, tribute.
All right, if you want to pay attention to the game.
I just
want to win.
I think if they address Superman killing everybody in that movie, that it'll be a better movie. That's all.
I think they will. I think it's going to be... I think an interesting thing will be Luthor and Batman will be almost like the good guys, and Superman will seem like... I don't know. You know, I remember... I came home from a con one time with this drawing of Superman, and at the time, Superman kind of had longer hair.
Yeah.
I got a bunch of people to draw Superman at this one con, and one guy was Cary Gamble, who is a Texas-based artist, this very old-school artist.
Yeah.
And the Superman he drew was very, like, 1950s Superman. So I'm showing my dad my bounty, and he goes, "These aren't Superman." And I'm like, "God, these pieces are great. How can you not like these?" And then he sees Cary Gamble's, which was not the most modern take at all.
Right.
And he goes, "That's Superman." And I'm like, "All right, Dad. Well, that's the Superman you remember." But
right.
So I'm trying to be like, "Oh, I'm my dad now."
Yeah.
You know, like, that's not Superman. So I'm trying to be cool.
So
be
cool and then do it in that cool German accent, though. The Raven Lord. That is not Superman.
That is not Superman.
I know it's a Superman. That is not it. Okay, they're coming for a big fight here.
This is not the Ubermensch.
This is going to be bad.
I'm coming up.
They're all coming up, so it's you okay. Better get this party started.
We will smout them.
Smite them?
They will feel the superiority of our German technology. You are a pig!
Down goes ETC, come on!
Okay. Yep, now Lili next. Focus!
Focus fine, Lili. Oh, Malekith,
oh, wow.
Don't you die. Don't you die on me.
Oh, I died, guys, I died.
All right.
Don't worry, Gurf, you got him. War Chief!
War Chief got the balls in the swing. I'm good. Yeah,
this
we got
be
this.
Our second tribute. Congratulations.
I'm going back home for some mana and health. I feel pretty good about what
Whoops.
We've done.
I just phase shifted to the altar. All right.
There you go. you
hearthed back.
I phase shifted to Gert, but it was just as he hearthed back. So that was.
Oops.
It's not your fault.
I forgot she can do that. She's got some kind of weird cross map shit.
Yeah, she doesn't have a mount, so she just kind of false adds cross jumps.
I like it.
Or as the Germans say it, oops, I goofed.
Oh, I false added.
Oh, hello. Oh, God.
Totally, dude. I was going to say,
right.
Madison.
Last tribute.
Think about that for a second. So, when was Hogan's Heroes? The 60s?
70s. Early 70s?
Oh, was it the 70s?
Oh, I think early 70s, yeah.
All right, well, that was... It was about 30 years after the war. All right. That's a little bit of time. That may not be too much.
Boy, they're not coordinating the way we are.
Well, they're not in an
They're not talking about movies and stuff. They're missing the point.
They really, if they were talking about Superman right now, they'd be dominating.
Right. Exactly. Where are we, what do you want to
push? Pushing? Are we pushing mid?
Might as well, we're here.
Yeah.
Oh, we're going the back door?
Back door, baby. You know I like the back door.
Backdoored it. Uh-oh, Lili. In Venom.
Lili took the axe of the War Chief.
No one expects Brightwing.
I like the Brightwing is German now. Forever it will be.
It's the new skin, German Brightwing.
Oh, I would love that.
Do you also make a healing milk? Still one of my favorite moments.
Oh, yeah. You can sit in my milk.
Boy, we're going to... I just realized, once this thing ends, we're all going to... It's got 24 seconds. We got this.
Okay, we got to get the front.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, here, I'll get it. Hold on a second. Check out my healing explosion!
Did not expect these.
Oh, no one thinks of Brightwing as a threat. She's just a fatty.
All right. I guess back to your lanes.
I'm going to bribe this camp.
I'm going to go get this one.
Oh, this camp is not here.
Yeah, that camp is red and empty.
Let's go.
I'm going to go stop this merc push that's up at the top.
It looks like I goofed again.
Even's a fairy queen is not perfect.
Hello, ETC. Would you like to be a squirrel?
He's turned into a pig.
Oh, I almost had him. Wait, you saw a pig? I saw a squirrel.
Really? I saw a pig.
Oh, goodness. It's there here.
They want boss, I'll bet.
Run, Hawkito!
Yeah, get out of there, dude. Okay.
Oh, they're trying to get this calf up here.
Oh,
ETC. Get him, focus him, he's down.
We won.
Oh, hello. Tassadar. Why don't you make a wall, buddy? He is soft.
He is very soft.
Okay, Lily. They got a boss after him.
Yeah. Oh.
That's a shame.
Oh, Lily! The boss! Came and got you. Might as well take the boss out.
All right, come get the boss.
I died.
Oh, don't come
My
get the boss.
My killing spree has ended.
You need to give me some healing milk? Oh, shit.
Oh, step back.
Gurp. I was stuck in his shit.
Step back a bit. I'll keep popping him.
I was stuck in his poo.
Stay behind me a little bit. Let me get some heals in on you. Oofa. We're going to have to bail and get tribute.
Yeah, we're not going to get him. Oh, yeah, tribute.
Yeah, that was probably ill-advised. I'm gonna bail on you right now.
Yeah, do that.
And teleport. That seems
generous. I'm going to run like a boss here. Oh, I feel like if I'd have been there. Oh, we're already getting it. Well done, everyone. Hey, ETC, come eat this, buddy. Yeah, that's what I like to see.
Killing you very much. Yeah, that's kind of creepy, right?
I'm gonna get a merc camp.
Merc camp.
There we go. Fucking Tassadar. I hate you.
Yep. Poison.
All right. No. Well. John, people want to hear your earthy roar. Have you been to the store?
I see you didn't select Uther for this battle, but have you been to the hero store?
What's that?
We did that last week a lot, because Uther's like your guide, you know? All right, damn it.
Have you considered playing Uther?
He's only $10 on the store.
I heard you're into paladins. Did you know you can find paladins in the Blizzard store?
All right, we have got Siege. I think we should also get that. Although I feel like Tribute's coming.
I've already started fighting.
We'll come down.
Aw, my ultimate doesn't hurt the boss? That's bullshit. Oh, hello.
Is your ultimate a damage doer?
It does. It pushes people away and damages them.
Wow, I'm gonna.
No, we got it, Kerp. We got it. We're here. I'm here to heal.
I'm stuck in his view.
Oh! He's hitting you harder than I can heal you.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna say that.
I don't know why.
Little warning. Little pro tip.
Pro tip. All right. Clean up a few minions.
Push for the boss?
Yeah, I probably should.
Push for the boss. I don't know why we just pearl jam that.
It's a little pro tip. I can't feel you fast enough.
There you go. Got her. Oh, shite. All right. Let the boss do his work.
I hate it when it's your boss and you see the fucking thing and you try to back
out. You're like,
out
you, I know, you go back out.
Tribute.
Damn it.
I don't think they're
going
to have a chance to get it anyway, though.
Run, GURP, run.
They're a little busy. Oh! Oh! What's that Protoss guy's name?
Tassadar.
Tassadar.
Yeah, he is chasing me. He does not like me right now. I'm going to hearth out of here.
You didn't fire too far.
No, I didn't. I just I teleported. Oh, what does this do? Critterize. I'll take it.
Oh, is that a thing you've not seen before?
No, I like Critterize.
Oh.
It makes them very, very squishy when they're an animal.
Gotcha.
As they should be.
Yeah, that's how it should be.
If I turn you from Tychus into a squirrel, I mean, like, watch. See?
Look at here, see?
Meh. You don't scare me, you're a squirrel.
Right. Going down quick.
Boom.
Take that, buddy.
Protoss man.
Lili. Target Lili.
Lili. Oh, my God.
Got her with my weird earth shatter move. Oh, we got chocolate. Let's do this.
Hey, I saw the video where someone said chocolate.
I've had it happen now like 12 times.
Yes.
It's crazy.
12 times?
Yep.
Started a trend, dude.
Yeah, it happened. People spread the word. And it was weird because I was in some random thing where a guy was being kind of a dick to me in the thing, even. And at the end, he said chocolate. And I'm like, you don't even know. You're my best friend. You don't even know it.
Yeah. Yeah, you're spreading my brand.
Yeah, look at this. Justin Stick of Kane, Hey Man, some questions. Oh, okay.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
That was pretty tight.
Come on. We obviously started a thing where the coins are the chocolate geld. That was us.
It was totally us.
Yes.
I guarantee it. And we
no
need
one
to...
else is going chocolate.
And by the way, chat room, y'all saw that. Y'all need to be doing it every time you play. It's a
every
band-aid.
Time you play and you see the money in there, say chocolate.
Yep.
Spread the word.
I didn't die once. That felt good.
If anyone were to say healing milk in a game, oh my God.
Dude, stop the internet if that
I
happened.
Would lose it. Healing milk?
Sitting my healing
Sit
milk.
Sit the milk.
Still one of the great moments in gaming history.
Even meme.
I loved it. That's a pretty good comp, although maybe that team just sucked.
Hey, Kurtz, how's it going over there? Going well?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Cause you're. Oh, you got to hit okay.
Oh, ha ha! Sorry.
Saberman, if you're in the chat, we are full up. I keep getting something. Sorry, dude. We are full.
Going, how to train your Brightwing.
Yeah, Beard, train your Brightwing. She's not dark enough. Oh, that's totally true how much that looks like that dragon.
Toothless, yeah.
I really like those movies.
I do too. I like them.
They're good times. I mean, as things go with DreamWorks, they're about the best they got.
I kind of like Kung Fu Panda better.
I like that too.
The first one was.
First one, yeah.
Yeah.
Noodle folk. We are noodle folk.
Oh, man. Big Hero 6, though.
Yeah. That's
damn.
That was in DreamWorks.
I know. That was Disney, but still.
Yeah. That was my dentist movie when I got my crown a month ago.
I got to go back in and have my crown replaced.
Do you really?
Yeah. She put it on. First of all, the first time... I had to go back for a second impression. I guess I don't make a very good first impression. because they came back, they said, oh, the impression we took isn't, we can't make a crown out of it. So they had to take my temp off, get a new impression, put the new temp back on. And what's funny is they're like, okay, we're going to give you Novocaine. I'm like, nah, just take it off. Just take the temp off. I'm like, without Novocaine? And I'm like, well, shit, now I'm a little bit scared, but yeah, go for it.
Yeah. How'd that go for you?
It's fine.
Didn't hurt?
No, it's fine.
I have the opposite problem. I gotta have Novocaine. I can't do it. I'm giant puss.
Oh, look, if they're gonna drill, I need it.
Yeah.
But so then they put it on. It was just a wreck of a tooth. So they put the crown on, and then they just keep taking X-rays. And I'm like, hey man, you're starting to scare me. And she's like, well, I got bad news. The crown's on, but there's a gap.
Oh.
So we're gonna have to redo it. And I'm like, oh, okay. She's like, well, of course we'll pay for it. And that was, I think, like October, end of October. She goes, but you need to come in right away because decay will get in there.
Yeah.
And I went, well, it'll be January. And she's like, oh, no, that's too late. There'll be decay if you wait that long.
Yeah.
So anyway, it's end of April.
Oh, no.
I haven't
pop
gone
that off.
In
there's going to be like a little George Decay in there.
George Decay.
Oh, you said DK. Oh, Decay. Got it.
Boo.
Sitting there going, oh, my. But listen, here's the thing. When I went in for mine, they do the 3D print it right there, Miller machine thing they do.
Oh, that's cool.
It's way cool. The only problem with them is, so the advantage of your side is that...
No, they 3D printed my temp.
Did they? Oh, yeah. They'll do a temp thing that way, too. But mine's like a final one. The only difference is they last a couple years less, supposedly, although I've got one that's lasted longer than my regular one. But they can do it right there, and they adjust on the fly. So if there's a gap, they just freaking fix it. And you're out of there in an hour and a half. No temp, no coming back.
Well, I almost had a panic. I had a panic attack the first time they did the crown because she overgave me Novocaine, and the whole left side of my face started to feel like it was falling off.
Oh,
and I'm like, I might be having a stroke right now. And they're like, oh, do you want to call someone? I'm like, and I went, and I think what she was trying to say was, clearly you're not having a stroke. Would you like to call someone because you're panicking? But I went, oh, I am having a stroke, and they're leaving it to me. Like, do I call 911 now? Like, what do I do?
Right. They don't want that on their hands.
I called Angie, and I'm like, they gave me a lot of Novocaine. Now the left side of my face is drooping down. She goes, normal. What else is wrong? And I go, well, it's not Novocaine. It's a stroke. And she goes, Jesus Christ, it's not a stroke.
Our wives, dude. My wife's the same way when I have panic attacks. She's like, honey, there's not a monster on the plane or whatever.
So, but now that I'm on Lexapro and stuff, I just got to go back in.
Yeah, you just got to get in there. Now you got the guns, the big guns.
Nah,
be
I
fun.
Don't give a shit.
Yeah. So that stuff's working for you, is it?
Oh, my God. It's changed everything. I'm sorry. I hate to say that to you. I know you're nervous about it
Well, you were too, right?
Oh, yeah. I was terrified.
Yeah, that's the hard bit.
Because I was sure that I was going to go in and I'm going to say, God, these are the thoughts I had, right?
Yeah.
It was, I really think I need something for anxiety. And she was going to say, why don't you try therapy? Or something to not want to give it to me.
Yeah.
Or it was going to be, well, before we talk about your anxiety, let's get your weight under control. You're going to die.
Yeah.
Or it was going to be, well, your blood pressure is really high, and I think you're having a heart attack right now. Like, just went through a million stories in my head about what was going to happen.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And I went in, and my blood pressure was through the roof. And she goes, your blood pressure's really high. And I go, oh, God, I knew this was going to happen. She goes, so apparently your blood pressure raises all the time. Or your anxiety can really raise your blood pressure because I'm watching it go up and down, and that's because of anxiety. And I go, oh, yeah, I'm sure. She goes, so I'm going to prescribe you some anxiety medicine. I was like, I didn't even need to tell her. Like, I filled out a chart that said I was anxious, and then she saw my blood pressure. She's like, so Lexapro, you want to try it? I'm like, yes. She goes, all right, let's give it a shot.
Simple as that.
And she goes, I'm going to give you some blood pressure medicine too. And I went, why am I dying? She goes, no, you're hypertensive. And I go, oh, because of my weight? She goes, no, because you're freaking the fuck out and it's raising your blood pressure. And I go, well, do I need blood pressure medicine for that? She goes, well, how often do you feel this way? And I go, all the time. She goes, yeah, let's get you some blood pressure medicine.
Yeah. Yeah, see, that's good. In my case, my problem is it isn't any of a lot of those fears I share, but my biggest one is side effects. I just don't want to deal with some shitty...
The only side effects I had lasted the first week. And
oh,
the
really?
Best, and one of the side effects was I lost 40 pounds, so I'll take it. I mean, you probably shouldn't want to lose... If you lost 40 pounds, you might die.
Yeah, I already lost 50 on purpose. Another 40 would make me...
Yes.
That'd be a problem.
I can lose 40 pounds and still be a fat guy, so it's the same.
These guys are good, by the way.
No, I've almost killed all of them.
Okay, good, because I'm getting worked. I didn't get killed, but I'm getting just harassed.
If I had more mana, this ETC would already be dead.
Also, I'm chopping out
here.
Yeah, wow,
me
so
and
chopping.
John are doing great down here.
Bastards.
Yeah, it turns out if there's no other players down here, it goes
you
really
can do
well.
Pretty good.
Oh, really?
Uther tell you that? Just kidding.
I see you're not fighting anyone. If you want to buy anybody at the hero store.
Have you thought about buying Uther?
Yeah. He's free rotation right now anyway. Isn't
is he?
Or he was last
week.
Oh,
we got somebody now. We got Tychus and...
The Lich King Arthas. And ETC.
Oh, great.
Oh!
We have a party down here.
Because I ran him off.
I'm going to turn in some.
Because nobody expects Brightwing.
Nope.
Nobody expects a Brightwing.
Turned in.
Oh, I cannot believe she got away. I know right now Eric's like, God damn it!
Is he coming south?
Who?
Oh, no. Bro, never mind. I was looking at ATCs up here with us. I don't think he's good. He keeps running into things.
There goes Lich King. We don't need to worry about him anymore.
He died.
Choose a talent.
Oh, now I can poison you. Then what are you going to do? You're going to run, right? That's right, you're going to run. Nope! You're gonna
die. Kerrigan got beat by Bright. Think of that.
Okay, I'm gonna turn in.
We should turn in.
Yeah.
It's getting late. We should turn in. Oh, yeah, well, this will put us over. Maybe.
I don't think so.
Never mind. I thought one of you had like 20 something.
Scott's bad at math.
I thought one of you had like 20.
We have 32. I have 10. You have 5. That's 78. Holy shit. That's my math. That's not yours. I'm not making fun of you.
Oh, don't worry.
If you watch the. The most recent D&D live game.
Yeah.
I just had our DM add my dice because I couldn't do it. Literally couldn't do it.
I saw that photo, by the way. That looked like fun.
It's a blast.
Yeah. That looked great.
If you went back and told 16-year-old Scotty K, one day you'll be paid to do this and play this game in front of like 2,000 people and they'll all know your D&D character's name and cheer you.
Yeah, you wouldn't have bought it.
I would have said, fuck hell yeah, it is. Hell yeah, it's happening.
Ooh, they're ahead of us.
Gotcha. No one expects Brightwing, bitch. That's my motto.
Turning in, that'll put us at nothing close. 36, 7, 37. We got to do this. We got to get first.
I'm coming at the turn in two.
That'll
I have three, 50. So hold on to your butts.
Kill the CTC, we'll have his coins. Oh, got your coins. I guess they're gems.
Yeah, they're gems. It's all right. I call the Hearthstone coin or the ring. I call the coin a ring because I'm a dipshit.
There's gonna be a lot of gems right now.
Hey, Kerrigan, what you doing there, sweet guy? Damn it! Run! Oh, GURP, you dip.
You're safe, dude.
Okay.
She ran away.
What am I doing? I want to go turn in.
Want to turn in? We can go turn
GURP,
in.
GURP, what are you doing? GURP, up. Not down, up.
GURP. I'll come with you.
GURP, are you okay? What are you doing?
GURP, right, buddy?
GURP is behaving badly.
Got some mouse issues? Let's see. 45 plus 3 plus 3. That's 70...
We got it.
Web weavers.
I'm going to go help
up. Where
are
we pushing?
Oh, hey, it's Tychus.
Push top. They're all mid. Although.
Hi, Tychus.
Oh!
Very impressive. Oh, where are you? You guys team fighting down there?
We're in the middle.
All right, I'll come down there.
I see Vala up top trying to cause trouble. I'm going to go put a stop to that.
Yeah, let's end her fury once and for all.
Yeah, she's running away. She's fine.
They still haven't nerfed your magic arrow, have they?
No, it's perfectly balanced and fun.
Perfectly balanced.
That's a good one. Tychus. It's burb time. Burb girl.
Oh!
All right, we've taken down the towers. We just need... Oh, it's got him, dude. That Tychus.
Got him.
Did you get him? No
yeah,
way.
Yeah, got him.
Amazing.
Not gonna sit in that tower's range. Oh! Oh, please let this be number 2. Yeah! Oh! My milk!
Get in your healing booth! I can never tell how good a team is at the beginning, but I don't think they're very good now.
Now that they're losing.
Now that they're losing, it seems clear to me that they are not that great. Oh, shit.
Me, Hawk, and Malekith are just determined to get this power no matter what the cost.
Well, it cost me my ultimate to get that.
The cost is the game, guys. We're going to lose. We're not very good.
You've been watching any of this college stuff?
Oh, my God.
It's so great. So much fun to watch. I've been loving it.
Okay, I'm going to go turn in my 20 coins here.
Well, that's a
so
good
we
idea.
Have zero. I'm turning in 20, so we're going to get spiders now, right?
That's spiders, right?
Oh, Tiger's
no,
about
no.
to kill me.
No!
No!
Don't worry. Crap. I'm going to get that coin right now.
Get it. Oh, that's a good coin to have.
Uh-oh. Tychus.
I got to get some mana.
I am getting ganked. I am getting ganked. Namer, 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 namer.
Nope. Nope.
I'm no longer getting ganked. Okay.
Gave you some heals there.
Where is my healing fountain? Bullshit.
Right wing, do not die, whatever you do.
No,
I'm gonna go mid to get out of that fight. And
dude, come up here. They're
yeah, they're pushing.
Alright, I'm
gotta,
coming up. I'm now coming up.
Pushing back, pushing back.
I'm
way
going
back.
To
way
literally
back.
Back with a ability that pushes back.
Wow. Literally.
How about this ability? Oh, crap.
I didn't do much.
I'm gonna go get me some coins. Or, I'm sorry, gems.
Gems, coins.
Let's call the whole thing off.
Okay, now they're pushing right,
they're
ahead.
Mid.
Let's
they're
go
mid.
Beat
they're
him
mid.
Up there again. Just keep beating him up in various different places.
Oh, Tychus.
Oh, Tychus.
Oh, poor Tychus.
And your big stupid thing.
He hasn't had a bad day like
they're
this.
They're going south.
Shot him in the head.
They're down low. With an interesting strat. They're going
this
wherever
is what
they're...
we did last night. We were
yeah,
running,
running up and
board.
Down. That's the way you do it.
That's actually... Something was real fair in a couple of those college games. Was like, oh yeah, they're traveling this map in a way that.
Except now we got them boxed in.
Sorry, Kerrigan.
Oh, etc, you dick. Character based on a band, in-house Blizzard band. So lame.
Dude, oh, check out my Raiders, man.
Man, your Raiders are gonna kill him. Oh, they left. Damn it.
They ran out.
Rainers, Raiders, man.
You know what? I think I'm going to go turn in. I have 36 coins.
Hey.
Hey,
Kurtz, turn
idea.
In your shit.
I mean, that's essentially in. Like having 5 million.
36.
I'm giving it another 15.
Let's get this.
You get the bot or the thing at the bottom?
Yeah, let's get
yeah,
this.
Yeah, I got that.
We ought to capture this mercenary camp.
Oh. All right. She's making
up
your mind, Rainer.
I'm going to come up here and kill Kerrigan because I'm feeling it. No! Get away!
Tearing him up.
We should take the top boss.
Tearing him up.
Yeah, we really should.
We should. You want to go now? There's pressure
yeah.
on with these dudes. Let's go now.
Let's see if they're up here doing it. They're up here doing it! Oh, God!
Oh, boss
shit!
Steal! Boss steal! Boss steal!
I want a boss
oh, no.
Steal. You're dead, Arthur!
Oh no, oh, get in there, get in there, get in there! No!
I need your help! They got him.
We can still make him pay. We can make that boss worthless.
Yeah, we can. Everyone kill the boss, kill the boss.
Avenge me! God, I knew they were going for that boss somehow.
Just had a feeling.
It was the logical thing to do. No, oh, I'm psychic. Web weavers.
On our side, right? Yeah.
Yeah, ours.
Boss
okay,
is
boss
gonna
is
die just in
dead.
Time for them to
Boom.
Come do their thing.
Boom. Nice.
Okay, they're going mid first.
I say we go wherever.
Wherever they go, my buddy.
Oh my God.
My buddy. Remember my buddy?
I do.
My friend told me that if I ever get cremated, he's going to take my ashes and run around singing that song.
Awesome. I thought he was going to put it in a like an urn that was on my buddy.
Oh, that's
I
even better.
Wouldn't put it past him.
Put you on a shelf. Just get to my buddy.
I'm going to stick it to my buddy's ass. All right. We are. They have moved somewhere else.
Well, it looks like they're trying to stop us up top, but it's only partially working.
Know why? Because you're a pig now. You know why? Because of mischief magic. Because of a Harry Potter spell.
Oh, shit.
Ooh, Kerrigan's nasty.
Oh, leave my friend alone, Kerrigan.
ETC, dropping out of nowhere.
Oh, I'm getting the coins. I got all the coins.
Gems, but we know.
Right, sorry. Whoops.
Coin gems.
Coin gems.
Crims.
I see you've collected a large
number of coin gems.
Oh,
no!
If only you were a paladin. What's that?
Get him, get him, get him.
Wish you were a paladin? Well, for $10.99, you can be. Paladin Farms remembers.
Oh, that guy.
Hey, what was the name of that amazing paladin who taught Arthas everything he knows?
I believe it was Illidan? No, it was Uther.
Illidan. Do you guys remember the Smuckers guy?
Yeah.
So, this with a name like Smuckers, it has to be good, that guy.
Okay, yeah. I'm going to go so, in. I got 21.
Okay.
He was a character actor that did a lot of stuff.
Yeah, he was in a bunch of movies. But he was also, so I don't know if you've seen the documentary The Jinx on HBO.
Yeah.
That guy, Robert Durst, sounds like the Welch's guy, and I could not stop hearing that voice when I watched it.
Really?
Now you've done it. Killed them all, of course.
I killed a guy. Because with a name like Robert Durst. All right.
Hey, it's Tychus, guys.
My wife and I watched that miniseries, and at the very end of it, I was like, they arrested him this morning. She's like, what? I'm like, they arrested him this morning.
Yeah.
Well, and then we're watching the... No, it was... how did it go?
They arrested him the day after the final episode.
The day after the finale, yeah.
Yeah.
And I saw that finale, and I'm like, I guess it's fake. She's like, how? And I'm like, because they'd arrest him, right? And then the next day, it was like...
Totally arrested him. Yeah. And the police say there's other circumstances that contributed to the arrest.
Herb,
and I'm trying.
Why are you running away?
I don't know. I'm just,
cause he's talking about...
Because we're about to die.
Serial killer.
All right, we got him. We got him. We got him. Dead. Oh.
Oh, my killing spree has ended.
It's all right. I got all your coinies.
And all your creams.
And I killed them both.
Scott, you're
fine.
On a stream. Please use your adult voice.
Damn it. I mean...
Dude, they're all dead, too.
I wish I could have healed you, but no one's playing Uther. Sure, Illidan's a popular character, but what he's good for? Nothing.
Use your abilities often. Like the spending ability. In the store. Oh, shit. I hate minions. All right, we need to probably get a camp.
Oh, I'm glad you said
that.
No,
sorry.
I'm currently getting a camp.
I'm right there, too. I could have helped. Oh, ETC.
Oh, what?
Nah. It's not going to work, guys. I'm invincible. I can't be killed. That didn't just happen. I'm really
still
alive.
Oh, you died. Dude, how'd you die? Run! Ah, my first death.
Oh,
look at the coins.
Oh, God. So many croins.
Croins.
Croins?
Croins.
Croins.
Yep.
So many croins.
So many crims.
I got kicked in the croin once, and it really hurt.
Ow!
Yeah, that makes you your stomach hurt.
That was your one dad joke for the night. I did mine with George Takei. You got yours with that one. All
right, guys, I hate to say this, but we need to get that boss at the top.
Okay.
Actually, this boss at the bottom.
All right, boss at the top. 20 yep. C in 20 seconds. Man, we all died. That was bad.
That was not great.
That
all right.
That brings me displeasure. All right, I'll
do this for Malaketh. So he knows.
All right. Pour one out for Malaketh.
I'm going to try and sneak around them.
They're
so
really
they
close
know.
To they're really close to Peak Spider at the moment.
Yeah, they're very close.
They're
to
going for the boss too.
Oh, yeah. It's time to
let's get in there. Oh shit. They're already halfway. We can get it. We can get it. Steal this back. Steal this back.
Get on the
come on, come on, come on,
stand
come on, come on. Get in there, GURP.
Spark.
Hold on, we got this. We got this. We got this.
This is what it's all about, ladies and gentlemen.
Boss steals.
Killing the boss. Oh my God, it's a miracle.
Scott, let's do a Shoutcast series of videos where we watch other people's games and just, it'll be ridiculous because it'll be us going, oh, and he used his thing. He used his thing that he gets at 20.
No one expects Brightwing. They're all sitting in his milk. Oh my God.
Chocolate. We've got chocolate.
We've got chocolate.
That would be utterly brilliant. Oh, damn it. Get out of the place. All right.
Right wing in the reach of a tower, not aware of it. Half of his health is gone. This is terrible.
Well, they are not stopping this boss. That means we have got dur advantage.
5 seconds until my
ultimate. Oh, shit. Shit. I'm in the wrong place. I forgot we hadn't taken it down.
Boom! No! What happened to my ultimate? I'm just gonna go ahead and say that my ultimate just got cock-blocked.
Dude, Kurtz has the most hero damage and healing.
Fuck yeah, I do, man. No one fucking expects Brightwing.
Yeah, Brightwing.
You understand?
You underestimate that bird thing. Lizard.
What's
bird.
Up, BTC? Oh!
Chocolate! Yeah! Woo! How'd we
do? Did our minions do that?
One death.
I think they did. I think it was our minions that finished it off.
Amazing. Amazing.
Let's take a look at what I
Let's
did.
Look at the score.
Let's look at the score. Thrall with 14 takedowns.
One death.
Yeah, you had the least deaths.
Yeah, I'm all right with that. 20 for Rain or 2 deaths. I think I'd take that, though.
Most hero damage and healing.
Wow.
I'll take it.
Look at the siege damage on Sylvanas. That's so insane. That's crazy.
Sylvanas knows that buildings are the true enemy.
You know they're going to just nerf you to Kingdom Come, dude. All right, I think we can get one more in. We got a little time. Chat room, this match may end by before I have to kill the stream and send it over to whoever's next. So,
can I invite my little brother in?
You, well, let's see.
Or do you want to do for? It's your stream.
You'd have to. Well, we got to keep John here, and I'm not. If we boot Eric, he'll kill us all.
No, I know.
So you'd have to kick. You'd have to kick Malaketh if we're kicking. But that would make me feel bad for Malaketh. So it's up to you.
No, just play one more game.
All right, we'll do one more game. And then this thing ends.
We could probably do a team v team.
Oh.
Are there enough out there for it? I don't know if there are enough. Are there enough?
Let's see. Me, my brother, and Malaketh could play against you and Hawk. Who is Raven down?
That's me, John.
Oh, hi, John.
Hello.
Ugu is
Raven that's down.
Raven down. It's bird feathers.
Yeah, we could do
three. Oh, it's Raven down.
We could do three. We could do three.
It's a Raven Don.
You're close. Oh. We could do 3v3 and then bot in the other two.
I say.
You
want
to do that?
You want to do that? Okay. Yeah. So let's do this. Kurtz, you be captain of something. I'll be captain of something.
All right.
No, well, one person has to set the whole game up.
Oh. Well, let me set the whole game up.
Yeah, you set the whole game up, and then I'll switch over to TeamSpeak again with my team.
Tell me which map you want.
Let's do either Tribute or
Lasers.
Dragonshire?
You know what?
Sorry. Right. Sky Temple.
Sky Temple.
All right. Skyhawk, Sky Temple. Got it.
Sky Temple chat room.
Create game.
Won't be able to hear me anymore. Know that I'm screaming.
Yeah.
Either that or I'm doing like a weird Seinfeld thing, like, what's up with this? Post 9/11, huh?
What's the deal? Okay, how do I change swap team? Okay.
Alright, so just, you can do that, right? And then I'll suggest Brian. So put me, Brian, and Malaketh on one team.
That'll work.
And then we'll AI slot the rest.
Yep. GURP, Eric, John, Toonhound, Malaketh, Great Dane.
Yep.
No observers calling the game. All right, sweet. Now, do I want to add AI? I do. Are they elites? Is that always what you do?
I always do elites, yeah.
Okay. And we don't want to pick who they are. They pick themselves, I think.
Yep.
Okay. So, I've never done this before.
Oh, get back in are you back in TeamSpeak now, Eric? All right.
Well, he's on our team.
No, he's saying Eric Benson.
Oh, the other Eric. Freaking all these Erics.
Your Eric is backup Eric.
He's there. Hey,
I was the original, and then
I know.
That's funny. All right, normal, no match history. Okay, I think we're good. So I'm going to hit start game. You guys ready?
Ready.
Yeah, all right, here we go. Who do we get? Do we know yet? Oh, wait, we got a kick.
We're good.
Okay, no, I guess it just leaves people there.
Oh, I see. I love you.
John Jagger as Clown Man.
I don't think that's accurate. I'm going to be Sylvanas.
Oh, all right. It shows you as...
Yeah, it's a little. This screen gets all messed up sometimes.
Yeah,
I don't know why.
Because Eric is showing as Gazlo, yet you're showing as Sylvanas.
Yeah, it gets
mixed up.
Oh, ooh, look, we have some observers.
Everyone, ready up. Malekith, ready. We can't tell him.
Well, Malekith is not in our group.
Oh, him and Toonhound aren't.
I got my gold Sylvanas portrait after that last game.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm fancy now.
So his brother got in, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, there are observers. Someone's observing. How do you do that?
I don't know. They snuck in. I feel like...
Blizzard is watching us. Good luck, you shitheads, they're saying.
Just like that?
Yep.
Blizzard is a bunch of 20s newsies.
Yeah. Listen here, see? Good luck in the game. Capture the temple, dumbass. Yeah.
Be a shame if somebody took a fall right at the end.
Yeah, it'd be a real shame, see? All right, so this map sucks for streaming because occasionally it locks me up, but we'll be okay. I'll do the middle.
Does it?
It just makes things glitch when you're streaming at 1080p. It just gets a little hard on the video card, is all.
All right, I'm gonna go.
Is it the sand? I'm gonna go top.
It's not the sand.
Okay, I'm gonna go bottom. We'll let the AI figure out what they're doing.
We got a chance.
We'll have a human player in every lane. Seems like a good way to go.
Our goal is to beat these guys in 10 minutes. Go
fight. That's not gonna.
I know. It doesn't have to. It'll be all right.
We did have an 8-minute game one time. Remember?
No, that was crazy. Those people were awful. Oh, shit. He's playing Asmodan. I shot one of her stupid things. That was dumb.
Oh, Scott is, Kurtz is,
Who is he?
He's, Chen.
Chen Stormstout? He knows he's got a good chance against me with that. Ah, shit. I'm getting overwhelmed up where I am. Too many guys. Let's see if playing with Sylvanas benefits me in some tangible way. I'm guessing yes, because you can shift this ship
down. I've already got this tower halfway down.
That's insane. We haven't even leveled yet, and you've already done that. That is bazonkers. Oh, look at that.
Here, you take the minions. I'll work on this tower.
All right. Well, is that how you get your siege damage up?
Oh, yeah.
Do an actual siege. Oh, okay. Middle, I guess. Right?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's go. Oh, boy. This isn't going to go well.
I'm on creep, so things are already going.
Anybody want to come top with me?
Scott, down here on Asmodan.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Oh! Got him. Who's playing Asmodan? His brother? Is that Brian? Shit.
Oh, Zagar is on me.
Hold on. I got her. Oh! Chen!
Oh, I'm down.
Oh, I'm down.
I got greedy.
Damn it, me too. I'm not gonna make it, so I gotta go back. They have both? Oh, you guys were going to die. Oh, shit, I'm on the wrong side of the map.
Let's go top, guys. There's only one person up at top.
All right. Oh, they're on their final...
Hurry.
Nope, there's two. Sharonda and freaking Marika.
What are you doing? Did you come up here?
I did. I died. You said there was one up there, and I had no life, so I thought, well, all right. Eric says there's only one.
Oh, the computer guy's up there.
Yeah.
How are they already level 6? Oh, they just killed us a bunch, right?
Archen just unleashed a thing. That's good. Should we do this other one? We should enlist the aid of these mercenaries. I'm disoriented on this map for some reason.
They're pushing mid. We need some help down here.
All right, heading in after I kill these. All right, on our way to mid. That's my damn pecker. Oh, he's computer, isn't he?
Yeah.
I should have snuck in easy AI just for funsies.
Just gave them all easy AI.
Yep.
I don't know. Your guys just seem really bad.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. Your Asmodan is just a loser.
Weird. I don't know how that works. Okay. As soon as I'm right here at the base, I'm going to just go heal up.
Eric, go heal.
Oh.
Damn it! That was a pretty good move.
Brian's playing a new character.
Is that who that is?
Yeah, he usually plays
Diablo.
Diablo.
Yep. You can't have Diablo and Asmodan in the same room. Kill each other.
Shit. We need to soak some experience. Well, we need to stop this push, too.
Yeah, this middle bit is what's really hurting us. But, I'm with you. I just wasted that mana. Don't die, Revendon. She's squishy, isn't she? Okay, 5 more minutes. Hang in there, guys. We want you to see as much of this as you can before we do it on our own.
Well, there's a temple, guys.
I didn't even realize that.
Oh, shit.
Let's head down.
That's not cool that they got... Okay, they're barely just getting second wave. We got this.
Oh, there's 3 of them.
Oh, there's 4 of them there.
Oh.
Okay, I'm out.
I died in 2 seconds. And I was so mad I hit my microphone.
Oh, shit.
Dude, there's Dom. They're dominating.
Yeah, they're killing us. 9-6. There's your problem.
Yeah. We're not going to win any... Any sort of team fight just isn't gonna go our way unless we get caught up in experience. Almost said EXP. That would have sounded real pro.
Hey, TVZ Gone, how do I switch over to my channel automatically? Is that easy to do? If I can do that, I'll do that. I guess I just turn it on. I don't understand it. All right, you guys soaking while I kill these creatures?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, Chen and Tarande came to help me.
They got the boss.
Oh, shit. I bet they're weak now, though.
They just want to send us to an early grave, is what they want to do.
Maybe they really do want to end this in 10 minutes.
They've got ultimates, so be
yeah, cautious. Shite. We couldn't hit level 10 quick enough. Oh, get out of his poop.
Oh,
this is going bad.
Again.
This is going bad. Oh, Asmodan! His eye of sin was upon me.
I have not taken anybody out, and I've died 5 times. Fan freaking fast.
You died 3 times?
5 times.
5 times? Eric, that's very disappointing. We're all very disappointed. I've died 4 times. I'm working on it. Ah, that sucks. Ooh, up here, Great Dane thinks he's being smart.
I'm going bottom.
Ah, shit.
Get him, Scott. Got get him. Yeah.
Him. I'm getting Viz because you guys are gonna die.
Yep, I'm gonna die. I survived.
Guys, I got Viz. Now we win. Just kidding. Hey, we got ultimates. Use them wisely. Oh, you know, that's bad.
Oh. Okay.
It felt good to kill Brian, though, I gotta admit. Small victories here.
You know, that three-level deficit's pretty big.
They're really... They only tank on me. They're not tanking on the computer people.
Hey, good news is I got the bottom one.
Top is being ruled by computers.
Well, that was the chat. Camp I
thank
was
you for being here. We'll be here next Saturday, 3 more hours on the NVIDIA channel. I'm switching over to the FrogPants_Scott channel. Thanks, everybody, for hanging out. Use NVIDIA's Twitter channel and tell them how much you enjoy this thing at NVIDIA. I'm at Scott Johnson. Send me email, scott@frogpants.com. Thanks for hanging out. Always fun. Where the hell's the thing? There it is. Okay, I'm switching over to my channel. We'll see you guys over there. Thanks so much, everyone. Bye now.